WMMS.com/rules.
Stand by.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I have some responsibility.
Doogie.
I'll call the cops on you.
Peter.
No!
Charlie.
I got the dog, dude.
And Jeffrey.
Don't you think guys would be a little disgusting?
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Happening. It is Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's our number. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time, but the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. We have a lot to discuss this morning. I have a lot of emails to get to here. John writes, didn't you guys say when you move into your new studio there will be issues like lights going off or shutting down problems? Please correct me if I'm wrong. I've seen Rover's computer monitors going on and off. I don't think that is still happening. They put in these new monitors.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and those appear to be working.
Nice.
However, they're like a very weird resolution and everything is up. Everything is just strange looking on it, and it's
the wrong color.
Yeah, it's just low res and just weird.
But you know,
weird looking.
They work.
Yeah, works. At least I can see something.
There was a phone call last week while you were out, and it was about, like, you know, that we do these once a month, and there was a meeting, all staff meeting, and they said that our move was scheduled from October 1st to November 1st.
Oh, okay.
There's an issue with steel getting here.
I was told at the time, I said, they said, we're going to move into the new studios October 1st. I said, well, that's pretty optimistic. When do you think it will really be? No. It will be October 1st. You don't understand. These things move quickly these days.
It's already pushed back.
Well, because it's not there. I mean, these guys have already built these studios, so it'll be fast once they get the steel.
The steel.
Steel's behind, and then wood's going to be behind.
Right.
It's stuck on a ship.
Oh, we can't get mixing consoles. There's a chip shortage.
There's three steel mills within, like, 20 minutes.
No, they need...
I could have it delivered right away.
They need special steel because of they have to build out. The ceilings are so high.
They make specialty steel at ArcelorMittal.
Well, this is corporate team of engineers that are building it all. So.
Do I need to take over? Do I need to step in and take over? Put on my hard hat. Let's go.
Boots.
Yep. Construction Rover out there. Foreman Rover.
You wouldn't last. You see how hard these guys work out in the
not
sun?
Not even 2 seconds.
You'd be out of there so
fast. Oh, my God. You know, I was getting some landscaping done. I told you I got these. First of all, landscaping. I can't believe how long it takes. I mean, before we went on vacation, I go, well, at least when we get back, we've been waiting on them to replace some trees and things like that. At least when we get back from vacation, that will be done because we've been waiting on this for, like, months. And then we get back, now still big hole in the front yard where a tree's missing.
Damn.
But, oh, it's insane. And so they were replacing all the mulch. I'm a disbeliever in mulch now. Mulch, it's for the birds and suckers. And anyhow, so I see the guys out there, and I mean this takes a long time to take out the old mulch. Then they have to put some sort of lining down, and then they have to put that lava rock in. And you know, to me, I don't know how any of this stuff works. I go, what's that going to take? 6 hours or something? They go, no, this is going to be like a week. I go, a week? I go, come on. So day one, I see these guys, and they're digging up some mulch. They're taking wheelbarrows around. They're doing various things. But I told my wife, I go, man, those guys, I mean, they do a lot of standing around. They're on their phone. They're taking breaks all the time. Well, no wonder it takes a week.
I can see you watching them through the window.
Oh, just watching, going, hiding. What a life. What a life.
Binoculars.
I said, I can't believe these guys. And then we get to like day two or three. It's 100 degrees out. These guys were working so hard. I go, I take it all back. I'm watching these guys. I go, I'd be dead out there right now. Dead.
It is hard work.
Oh, yeah. My God. And so I told my wife, I said, why don't you take some waters out there for these guys? Because I think they're gonna drop dead out there, sweating their ass off.
I thought landscaping, when I first got my first landscaping job when I was like, I don't know, 18 or whatever, I thought you just push a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first day, they handed me this like 6 foot long, 50 pound just rod.
Yeah.
And said, here, go move these boulders we have and just start. We need all these boulders moved and just take this rod and start moving these boulders. It was back-breaking
work. I know.
I mean, I don't know how these guys do it, especially out in the sun, like you said.
So then the guys, they go, I watch, she takes them out some water. Oh, thanks. And gracias. And they drink like one sip and then they just get back to work. I go, oh my God, they're not even stopping for 30 seconds to drink some water. And they're moving those big ass boulders. And I mean, oh my God. How long did you last at that job, Dumb?
5 days? Maybe. I might have been a 2 day job. Even.
One and done?
Yeah, because I think I got that job through like a family friend that lived down the street. So I kind of felt like.
You can't just.
I'm already cool. This is a family friend. He's not gonna care.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Theater, you ever do that?
Yeah, I landscaped a couple summers. That is hard work. The edging, the cutting the grass, the mulching. Oh, yeah. And you don't really have time for breaks because we have to do the job and then go to the next job.
Well, that's what I figured out. I said, these guys, no wonder they're taking, if like a supervisor or whatever isn't around, they're going to take as many breaks as they can because then they're going to have to be working their ass off. These guys, I don't know how you can even survive.
Well, the worst part is not the work a lot of times. It's the going to the in between jobs when you're like a 3-man crew with one truck.
Uh-huh.
And you're the new guy stuck in the middle. That's never
That's
fun.
The worst part.
It's awful because you're all sweaty and stinky.
Yeah.
And the guys that are like that run the crew, they're all sprawled out and you're just trying all squeezed in the middle and sweating. It was miserable.
It's the worst 3 days of his life.
Yep. Well, no, I got back to landscaping. Don't you worry.
Let's see here. Jeff writes, Rover, I found a website that has thousands of old yearbooks. I used it to look up old friends in the Chicago area when I was in grade school or to find pictures of coworkers as a goof. One day I got curious to see what Jeffrey looked like in high school and went looking. While I admit My search was not in-depth. I found no mention of Jeffrey in the index of any of his yearbooks. Mary Elizabeth had one picture her freshman year and no mention afterward.
I graduated from here.
I realize a yearbook isn't proof, but did they really graduate from here?
Well, we've seen Jeffrey's senior picture.
Yes, we have.
Right here.
There he is.
For those who haven't seen it.
I graduated from here.
She had to graduate from there. After saying that for 100 times.
She must have. Yeah, come on. Right?
That's her life story.
Unless she considers ninth grade graduating. I graduated from ninth grade. I didn't actually graduate high school. Hmm. Is that possible?
Yes, but I still think.
She hates having her picture taken, so maybe she stopped after freshman year.
Yeah. Joe writes, Yo, Rover, there's an accusation that Tammy Snake has access to the personal information of Jeffrey's entire family. Do you think Tammy Snake, who, according to Jeffrey, got fired recently for falsifying her time card at work, may have something to do with the fraudulent activity on Valray's bank account? Is that why Jeffrey won't look into it? Ooh. You know, Joe, that's an interesting theory. I hadn't thought of that. Anything. I wouldn't rule out anything.
Well, I thought that was interesting, too, because yesterday, and you were in here, Rover, when Jeffrey was walking out during the break, I said to him, Jeffrey, seriously, like, you know that you can't give her your passwords. Like, that is just, on every level, so wrong, because you don't know what she's going to do.
She'd be one of many who have had his passwords throughout the years.
Finish. I said, or your kids, and he goes, no, I promise you, she does not have mine. And I thought, I wonder if
it's like a politician leaving it wide open for a lot of other
interpretation.
Things.
Interpretation, right.
Well, I had an email that someone emailed me. I guess I didn't hear it, but on the aftermath, I saw the description. And I think that Tammy Snake and Carrie from Rochester were yelling at each other during the aftermath
they
yesterday.
They both called in, yeah.
And
they had it out.
Well, this person sent me an email and says, this can't be real. No one who is an adult is this dumb. This is obviously a staged bit. And I didn't reply, but I'll reply now. You just have to meet these people and hang out for 5 minutes. I think you'll...
It's real.
Change your opinion, yes.
These people
it is amazing there are adults... These are adults who base their lives around following a 50-something-year-old karaoke singer around town and fighting over him. It's complete insanity.
And this is not our first rodeo. We've had multiple groups of girls that have followed him and broken up. New groups followed him. I think we're on a third or fourth group. Of friends that have now, there's fights and...
There's something about Jeffrey brings in all these women that chase him.
Yeah. And form bonds.
They're real. They're real.
Oh, yeah, absolutely real. Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, it's... Alex in New Hampshire. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Rover. What's going on, buddy?
You tell me. What's happening?
I was just wondering if you heard about the podcast that Bert Kreischer has and Tom Segura. They just had Mark Maron on, and they were talking about a specific show in Cleveland, Ohio, that happened to have a bit one morning about a puke cannon and how disgusting and nasty it was because he had to do an interview with you.
Our good friend Mark.
This is the impact Rover's Morning Glory makes on people. I mean, how long ago was that? Think about that. 10 years ago. That guy can't get the puke cannon out of his head.
Love this.
Can't get it out of his hair, probably. I mean, who knows?
Did Bert know he was talking about us?
No, this was just, you have the clip here.
Yeah.
So Bert, I think since Bert's filming, I think they're doing the show separately. Like one day Tom will do the show, and then another day Bert will do the show.
I thought Tom was doing it and was having like guests come in and like kind of fill Bert's role.
That could be it too. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So Mark was in doing the show with Tom.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here, I guess I have a clip over here. Let me pull this up. Here it is. There you go.
I'd listen to, you know, I just turn on talk radio, like news and like that, and,
sure.
And music. But like you start to realize like the desperation, you never know what you're gonna walk into
with radio.
You never. It's like I was in Cleveland and like I barely remember the story. You're up.
I barely remember the story. That's where you know that it's a lie. I barely remember this story. It was 10 years ago, but I'm going to tell it to you, but I barely remember it.
The guy, you know, some lackey from the club is driving you. Did you ever do you remember doing like, you know, the comic, what was the Broad Ripple in Indianapolis?
Oh, yeah.
And her father would take you.
Yes.
Remember the little?
Yeah.
And you'd get there and there'd be like full meals there, like crock pots full.
Yes. Yeah, like, and they do that's where they do, they're like, what are the bits you're going to do?
That was Bob and Tom. Yeah. And that's fine with me.
Yeah.
You know, lead me in. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
But I remember getting out, you know, driving to a show in Cleveland and just getting off the elevator and there's chaos. Some guy runs by without a shirt and I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
You know, it's just clearly there's something wrong. And then some.
I barely remember the story, but then I get off the elevator and there's a guy running by with no shirt on. But I barely remember.
I don't actually remember that.
I don't.
I remember making eye contact with him.
Was that you?
Well, Rob shirtless? Was holding. I think Rob was holding two buckets of puke at one point and talking to Mark.
Oh, the smell.
Oh, the smell didn't go away for a week.
Something wrong, and then some, like, you know, some intern or something runs up to me and says, like, we got to change studios, man. Something went wrong with the puke cannon. Like, it's like 6:30.
Yeah.
What happened?
Pew cannon backfired, man.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On radio. On radio, the puke cannon backfired.
My favorite.
These idiots had rigged up a wind blower, a leaf blower,
and
to do something. You have a guy drink milk, and there's a funnel involved. I'm like, wow.
But I don't remember it. I don't remember a leaf blower.
God, that's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He really did get in his head on that, because this was the third time I think he's brought this up another podcast.
He wrote like an open letter to the city, I thought, didn't he?
He did something. There was a
letter or something that he wrote about how it was all about how horrible, basically, you know, how we're talented, but we must be so desperate that we're, you know, why stoop to using a puke cannon? And the answer, I think, is quite obvious.
Why not?
Because here you are 10 years later, still talking about puke cannons.
Because it's our greatest accomplishment to him. I actually sent this clip to Rob yesterday and said, this is what you'll be remembered for the rest of your life, just so you know. Mark Maron is still traveling around the country talking about the puke cannon.
Actually, I believe, still puke on our ceiling from there. Yeah. There's actual bits of puke on the bottom. You can see the chunk there. That's a zoomed in part of one of our overhead lights here. That is dried puke from the puke cannon. That cobweb, just a cobweb. Yeah, it has nothing to do with puke. But the puke is still on there, never been cleaned.
We can't clean it off. No way.
No, that's a part of history. When we move studios, we're probably going to have to take that light with us.
Yeah. I love that Tom...
Send it to Mark Maron.
You just say the words puke cannon and Tom Segura started laughing.
The whole crew started laughing. Yeah. Well, we don't all get to interview the President of the United States. You know, we're not all highbrow, changing the world.
And that lackey that takes him to the studio, that gets up early to take him to do tours to promote a show, he makes good money doing those shows, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what your point is.
I always like those lackeys. They're very, very nice to me.
I don't like when they say that.
Yeah, I think those are nice guys, actually.
Lackeys? What's, I mean...
Let's see here. Mike says, I saw this while at an Arby's in North Royalton. I don't know what it is. It's a picture, but let's look. Hold on. This was from yesterday, Snitz.
Oh, yesterday.
Oh, all right. Doesn't have it.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what the...
Arby's.
I don't know. It says, I saw this.
At Arby's. Oh, here we go.
At an Arby's. Sauce. Ah, here it is. RMG fan. Who do you think that is?
Got plates. I don't know.
Maybe it has nothing to do with Rover's Morning Glory.
No, it has to be our show.
You know, I had to get...
Do you ever try to decipher people's license plates?
Yes.
It really bothers me when I see one. I go, what does that mean exactly? And then I follow the person. I just stare. I go, what is this? What is that trying to say?
Half the time, I don't get it.
They had a whole show. Didn't they have a TV show about it? Of different license
deciphering
plates that you had to figure out?
Glenn writes, I was told by a friend that you have a legitimate interest in Bigfoot. I'm the founder of the Ohio Sasquatch Project. I've been investigating the topic for over 30 years. I'm a retired firefighter and ranger. I created the Squatch Stick used on TV by Finding Bigfoot and others. I wanted to know if your interest was real and if you'd like to accompany us on a research outing. Dieter, I'm sure you will love to do that. I'm going to put this aside.
Right up my alley.
What's the Squatch Stick?
That I don't know. Is this a real thing?
To find Bigfoot.
Or is he going
to
be out in the woods with me and go, hey, check out this Squatch Stick. Just keep staring at it and then touch it and rub it. And Bigfoot will appear.
You'll hear him groan. Sam writes. This might be from yesterday, too. I'm not sure. Sam writes, yo, Rover, I am a longtime listener. I live in Pittsburgh. I thought I would share part of my vacation with you, enjoying the beach with my motorboat and with JLR t-shirt and my beer-drinking bucket hat. Well, there's something you don't see every day. Now, this is a guy wading in the surf there with his motorboat and with JLR shirt, his belly sticking out. He does look like all these Instagram girls that I see. I was at the beach on my vacation, and there's so many. I mean, it's incredible how there is so much Instagramming of just, you know, you watch people, and they're not having any fun. They're not enjoying themselves. It's taking 45 minutes for them to do whatever photo shoot they're trying to do. And they're taking 8,000. So you see one photo, you go, oh, that chick's hot, you know. But you don't see the 800 she took trying to get that photo. I mean, it's a lot of work. Not interested in it. By the way, they have a very weird thing. So in we went to France, we went to Italy, and we went to the south of France. I've never been to the south of France, but that's where a lot of people vacation. They have beaches down there, ocean. So we went to a couple of places. Nice was one of the places that we went. And I said, all right, this will be cool. We'll spend a couple of days there. It's like the South Beach of France, maybe, you know? Okay. And we get down there, and I'm looking out my hotel room window. I go, all right, let's go down to the beach. First day we get there, I go, let's go to the beach. I get down to the beach. The beach is not a beach. The beach is rocks. Like, I'm not talking little. I'm big ass rocks.
Yeah, there's no sand, right?
I heard about that.
In Italy, you go there and you go to the beach. It's just all rocks you're stepping on. No sand at all.
I said, what in the? And there are people. So there are places where you have to pay to like rent a beach chair, you know, and the little umbrella. Okay, that's normal. You see that in South Beach and Florida and all over. Okay. But then the areas where you don't have that, there are people, they just have their beach blankets out and they're laying on rocks.
Oh, man. That would kill.
And
you have sensitive feet too.
Oh my god! Everyone there, they're wearing these weird ass
shoes,
like weird ass shoes. But they're like going in the ocean with it stuff, and they're clear. Like you can see their feet through. It's weird. The whole thing is weird. And so I don't have those special shoes, but so we got out, we get something to eat at one of those little places where you rent the beach chairs and whatever, and we're eating and drinking. And I go, you know, I have to go in the ocean. I don't even know what ocean it is. What ocean is that? Is that the Mediterranean Sea, I think. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I think it is. Who knows? I was not a good student. That's why I'm doing puke cannons on the radio. So I go, I got to get in this ocean. Just to say, I'll go in this. And we were, a few hundred yards away from the hotel. So I said, all right. Now, my wife doesn't want to get in the ocean. And I have stuff with me that we can't leave. So I said, okay, why don't we do this? I'll take off my shirt, my shoes, I'll hand it to you. And you just walk out along this beach. And I'll swim the way, a few hundred yards up to where the hotel is. I'll just swim parallel to the beach, and that will be my beach day. So I go I go to get into this water. The rocks, they just start collapsing like a landslide. I mean, this is so treacherous getting in and out of the ocean there. I can't believe these. I go, truck in some sand.
Oh, you know what that would...
Something to crush it all up. Crush these rocks. Get something. And getting, oh my God. So then I get in the ocean. I swim. We get up to where I'm going to get out of the ocean because it's in front of our hotel. I go to get out and oh my God, this is the theater. This is the most uncomfortable. Your feet, unless you have feet made out of concrete, I don't know what, I don't get it, man. I left there. I go, forget this. Beach. On a beach.
You said it was clear shoes. Kind of reminds me of Jeffrey's astronaut socks.
Yeah, they look like astronaut socks, but they were thicker, clear plastic or something. I don't know. I've got to take a break. 866 Yo Rover, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
All in one. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. We aren't saying his voice has to be registered as a deadly weapon, but he has been known to kill the competition.
I'll be killing it. I'll be feeling it.
We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Dater, someone there someone texted me, says there have been two Bigfoot sightings in Ashland County. They're wondering why you haven't talked about this. Dater's been, you've been a little bit off the Bigfoot kick over the past couple of years, I've noticed. You got more into some of, I don't know, maybe the trendier conspiracy theories, the QAnon stuff, that kind of, the Epstein stuff.
Well, yeah, those are bigger in the news. But that was always my first love, was Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That's what started me down that whole thing. But I still get emails about it. I still look it up. But, yeah, I've been out of
the Bigfoot game?
No, the news the past 2 weeks, I haven't really followed it.
Yeah.
But I'll look into those. I did a whole conspiracy corner on Bigfoot, don't forget. Mm-hmm. That was my most popular episode, people tell me.
Well, apparently look up the whatever was happening in Ashland County. Two Bigfoot sightings there, Dieter. So okay. It's a... Perhaps a confirmed Bigfoot hotspot now, and you might want to focus your research on Ashland County.
Okay.
Bring all your resources to bear there. Tom wants to know if Dougie did anything over the vacation. I don't know. We know what Dumb did. We know what Dieter did.
Dieter,
did you? You had diarrhea the whole time, basically, in the Dominican Republic. Did you have any enjoyment while you were there at all?
Yeah, the first 2 days, great time.
How long were you there for? A week?
Yeah, week. So, yeah, probably a couple days. Then probably the third day it probably hit. And then I was like, oh, maybe it was just a one-day thing. I ate something. But then when it was the next day, and then the next day, then I got very nervous. And then, yeah, the whole time I was pretty much on the... I pretty much paid to be on the toilet in the Dominican Republic. That's what I paid for.
Now, what's the pricing like in Dominican Republic? Now, I'm guessing in July it's got to be cheaper than it is in January or something because it's hot as hell down there. Yeah. I think it's just hot as hell there all the time, year round. But you know, it's hot as hell here, so is it pretty inexpensive to go there now?
Yeah, well, it was cheaper than usually. We go around Christmas time if I go on vacation, but this was, you know, we had some time off, so I wanted to go. But yeah, it was a little bit cheaper. It was all inclusive, so once you go there, you don't pay anything. Maybe tip here or there, but everything was included.
Mm. Do you go to the same resort every time?
No, I try to go. This was a different. I've been to one like twice, and then I've been to two other ones. I think this is my fourth time. But I try to try out the different ones. This is the first time trying this one, and I paid. I should never have gone to this.
And how did you pick this one, or who did you pick? Who picked it, you or your wife?
I think we both.
Who gets the blame?
Her, for sure. Yeah. I'm not taking any blame on this. She saw this. She goes, oh, this one's kind of cheaper, and we haven't been here. I go, okay. I go, let's check it out.
She knows what words to use with you.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. Cheap. He's like, let's go.
Let's go. It was more money. I put him in like, no, we're not going. Oh, God. So I'm working out trying to get a little bit of a refund.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Be like, because half the time, what the hell did I pay for? I explained to her. I said, I paid, and I feel like I missed out half on this trip because I was stuck in your damn bathroom.
So well, how is it their fault? They're going to say.
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to go, oh, listen, we're going to give you 3 nights free. Just come back. And that's how they're going to try to solve the problem.
Yeah, but do I
they're not going to take money out of their pocket.
Right. Well, should I take that? And risk going back
there. I don't know about that. Because then you're going to have to pay for the airfare again, and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, no, I got a free flight because I missed my connecting flight.
Oh.
The airline goes, oh, we'll give you a free flight.
Oh. Yeah.
So I kind of like that. So
you have basically a free vacation coming in Dominican Republic.
Yeah. But I'm going to have diarrhea again, probably.
Did you do any of your famous horseback riding or anything while you're done?
Sure. I couldn't leave the room. If it wasn't in the room, the excursions, I couldn't do it. So I was looking through the brochure on the toilet. I go, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing. I mean, so we were in the room. Got
nope.
Room
kayaking,
service.
Not doesn't happen in the room.
Nope.
Snorkeling,
not in the room.
Not can't snorkel in the toilet.
Booze cruise, not in the room. Couldn't do it.
Oh, man. Do you go on those booze cruises when you're there?
I have before. Those are a blast.
Yeah.
You go, you just drink, and then you get off and you snorkel, and you go over like the sharks, and you get back on the boat, you drink some more, and you come back. Those are great.
It sounds fun. You get drunk, and then you get in the water and snorkel.
Right.
Well, yeah, what could possibly go wrong there? Puking into your snorkel, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no life vest either. You just go in and try to swim wasted.
So, Dougie, did you do anything?
But I did have a birthday. So the day that was our last day was July 2nd, and the dance moms, they picked me up, and my girlfriend has a really nice house on the east side and has a pool, so all the kids and all the moms, we just partied and hung out.
That sounds fun. Just you and
fun.
A bunch of young kids. That's a way to spend the birthday.
Explain this. Like, she was getting ready Friday in the middle of the day. And I was like, well, it was like 9 in the morning. She's getting ready. I was like, what are you getting ready for? She's like, well, I'm going to the birthday thing now. Like, as soon as the show's over, I'm leaving right then.
You're picking me up, yeah.
Partied all night, but started at what time?
Well, I was home by 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. And then the next day was my...
It was a pool party for the kids, though, but it was your birthday, basically.
But they know me, and they know that made me happy. Mm, okay. Like, the kids were all swimming, and we were all together. Like, that was
what'd
perfect.
What, did you have half a glass of wine?
No, Actually, I had some concoction that gave me really bad diarrhea the next day.
Oh, my God.
What's it called? Is it like...
It was something that I must be allergic to. It was vodka with cranberry, grapefruit, and pineapple juice. And one of those three got me really sick.
Because was it canned stuff?
I don't know what she used, but it was... Literally that next day, like in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., I woke up and I got sick. And then the next day, I thought I was done. I was stuck in a Kohl's. My kid was in the car, and I was stuck in a Kohl's bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And then I had to go run and return something in a Michael's right next to each other, and I got stuck in there. And so I was...
Tour of the bathrooms, basically.
I know where all the bathrooms are around town, so that was my birthday. Uh-huh. But... I actually cried on my birthday.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, was July 3rd, my mom called me and goes, "Happy birthday." And I said, "Oh, thanks, Ma." And she goes, "You're 51 and you've never been married."
Thanks, Mom.
Right?
Wow.
And I paused. And I didn't want her to hear me cry. And I said, "Well, you were married twice and divorced twice. So how did that work out for you?" And she didn't say anything. And that was it. And I hung up and I just started bawling. And then my kids started crying because no kid wants to see their mom crying.
Jeez.
It was terrible. It was just like...
Why did you let that get to you? Why not just say, "So what? You're divorced. Dad left you for another woman. Why didn't you say that?"
I did get that zinger in, but it's just my mom's always done to me. It's just what she, and then I made a promise to my daughter. I said, "I'll never treat you like that. Like, you be who you are. Who cares if, like, my mom doesn't understand what I do. She doesn't get it. She never got my job. She never gets me having a kid by myself. She's just never proud until I get married." What? Doesn't define you.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't understand that. So I cried, and then I shook it off and enjoyed the day with my kid.
Mm.
I went paddle boarding with Rachel and Sales.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her son, she came out, and we went out west, and we went paddle boarding, and we spent the day together for my birthday. It was perfect. So she made me feel better.
Well, that
was fun. We paddleboard. I text Charlie, and it was 4th of July, and I said, "I've decided."
Well, I texted you happy birthday because I'm a
on 4th of July
kind friend.
Yeah, day late.
But that was very nice. But I said, "I've decided you need to buy a boat."
Charlie needs to buy a boat?
He needs to buy a boat. Yeah.
But we saw a picture of the boat he wants to buy.
Exactly what I want, yeah, though.
It was so fun to be out there with all these people.
On the open water.
My water was all brown.
Yeah.
Did I send you a picture of us out there?
No, but you told me to get a pontoon boat.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've got to find a sober driver.
Yeah.
The pontoon boat's just a floating party. That's great.
Amazing.
You're not on the high seas. You're not trying to do anything. You're not trying to tube. You're just there to get drunk in a different place than on land.
Yeah.
And it's sweet.
Well, don't worry. Snitch told me they're going to have automated pontoon boats by the end of the year.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Isn't it kind of already?
What'd you do, Charlie?
I worked most of the time. Or every day.
Oh.
What'd you do 4th of July? Nothing?
4th of July, I went down to the fireworks. Well, my friend was supposed to have a party at his house, and then him and his girlfriend broke up, so then that party got canceled.
Oh.
So then I got moved to my house last minute, and then we went to...
Now, did one of them come up to your house?
Yeah, one.
Which one? The guy?
The guy.
The guy did? Okay, yeah.
He get wasted.
Did he? Well, yeah, he always gets wasted.
No.
We're all getting wasted.
Hook up with another chick?
No, there's nobody at my house. It's like four people at my house. No, once the party was canceled, I was going to wait to scramble to find something to do. So I just said, "I guess come over here." So then we went to the fireworks, which is sweet, in Lakewood, and we went over to those. It was great. And that was it. I mean, basically, that was the 4th of July. Nothing, no drama or anything like other years.
I don't know what you're referring to. Here's someone that wants to call Doogie out for leaving an 11-year-old in the car by herself. Apparently, that's a terrible thing to do.
At 11?
Yeah, I don't think so. At the age of 11.
She had her
phone. If she were 4, yeah, maybe, but 11.
She had her phone. I had my phone.
Uh-huh.
Is she going to stand in the bathroom while I dump my brains out? Like, what? She's fine.
Why not just go in the store and hang out in the store?
I didn't think I was going to be that long. I just got stuck. That's all. So that's it. And then I had an eye issue over break. So it wasn't as extravagant as going to the rocky beach, but I had an eye emergency. So we had gone swimming and I was in the water and something went in my eye. Mm-hmm. Thought I got it out.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Saturday night and it starts to ache. And then on Sunday, it turns achier, sunlight hurts it, starts to turn red. By Monday, my whole eye is just red with pus, but not a pink eye.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in trouble. Like, I need to do something, but it'll go away. I've got some eye drops. I'm good, right?
Where did you get the eye drops from? Just like from the store?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm good. Uh-huh. Lubrication, it'll be fine. So finally, I break down. I call the eye doctor. Something's wrong. So they see me first thing in the morning and he looks in my eye and he goes, God, good thing you came in. You got something stuck in your cornea.
Oh.
Like, oh my God.
What's in there?
What was it? Yeah.
Piece of plastic.
A piece of plastic stuck in.
A tenth of a millimeter.
I don't know how big that is, but that sounds
small. Not very big, it was the cornea, he said, is like jello.
Yeah.
So when it lands in it, it kind of gets in it and then it slowly starts to form over it. So how do you think you go in and get a little speck of something in jello?
They got to
squeeze it
out. Oh, no.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait, what? You have to scoop into my eyeball?
Oh, my God.
So he puts numbing drops in, and I've got my chin here, and then he's in front of me. Light is in my eye, which I already told you I can't. It hurts.
Yeah.
So he swings by with the one hand to go in from one side, and I know he's got the needle.
Yeah.
And then he's got this, like, scooper, and I said, wait. I can't. I said, well, just give me a second. I got to do this. It took me about a minute and a half. I pulled myself together and I said, okay, go. And he's like, are you ready? And then he went and he scooped into my eyeball and he plucked it out of my eye. And the second he plucked it out, I felt so much better.
Well, yeah, when they take the piece of plastic out of your eyeball. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm on lubrication drops.
Yeah.
But I had to do steroid, like antibiotic kind of stuff in my eye to just kind of get everything washed out.
This seems like you know what Doogie's going to do now. You're going to see her out there paddle boarding and she's going to have big, like, aviator goggles and stuff.
Like a pirate.
Can I tell you, I thought about buying an eye patch because it just hurt my eyes so bad. But it's just, there's something about going to an eye doctor, you know? I'm like, it'll be fine. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going
to
go.
Something that did happen to me, not to jump on the diarrhea train.
Please.
Uh-huh.
It was after the 4th of July. We got back to the house, and we had cooked hot dogs earlier. And I was like, oh, I'm hungry. And there's still a plate of hot dogs just sitting there. They'd been there for like 3 hours. And I was like, well, it's not too bad.
No.
But I was pretty buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
I ate that, and I woke up just vomiting everywhere, just really puking. So that was a bad day to start, because we had that day off. I think it was Monday. July 5th we had off. So, like, that's, I spent the entire day puking. And then I went and found the hot dog that I ate, because I only took a couple bites of it.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I can show this up here, Snitzer, if you can see this. Here's the hot dog that I had ate in the middle of the night when I got home. Geez. Was this.
No.
And that's when it was dark, and I was like, oh, there's a plate of hot dogs.
It's like a sausage.
And
oh, my God.
That's what so I took one bite.
It's like a dog turd.
Yeah, I took one bite, and I was like, something's off about this. And then I went on about, you know, going to sleep, and then woke up, and...
You think that's for sure what did it?
Yeah.
Could just be hungover? I don't know. Krista was claiming I was just hungover, but I woke up super cold, just so cold, and then so hot, and it was like flipping between these two, like I gave myself the flu or something. It was less than 12 hours of that. That's how I spent the day.
Nice day off.
A lot of squirts, too. I mean, squirts, but yeah, I also puked.
Wow.
So we all had diarrhea.
Doing it, I did puke on my trip, too, but it was all margarita and just, I can't lie.
Well, did you have a bout of diarrhea at all?
This guy always has diarrhea.
Because no, I had perhaps the worst of my life when we were in Champaign. I mean, it was so bad. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 6. Well, Jeffrey is a given, right?
Yeah, that's a freebie.
5 out of 7. Okay, Dumb, did you?
No, I ate some gumbo on the the first night of the trip, and it's like all rice. So I was kind of backed up actually for most of the trip. It was kind of actually, I think that's part of the reason why I threw up, because I couldn't crap.
Snitz, what about you?
Well, yeah, I babysat my grandson and he puked on my shoulder. Does that count?
Did you puke after he puked on you?
Yeah, it was a big puke fest. Yeah, horrible.
We're all puking right now.
You know, there's a part of me that wants to go back. So I had done a promotion with Rachel and Sales, went to go see John Bon Jovi in Atlanta. And before the concert, a couple of years ago, we had gone to a Mexican restaurant and I ate guacamole. And later that night, I got super sick. And like that guacamole, I think, did it. Not sure. I tried
bad
it again.
Guac?
It was.
I've had bad guac before.
Really?
Well, my guac was just. It was actually from work. We had ordered something from here, but we were shipping stuff. And I was like, well, I don't want to eat while we're shipping. I'll wait. I'll wait an hour or two. And the guac was just sitting for an hour or two. And here's where I screwed up. I got home and I put it in the oven. And I didn't realize guacamole was on these nachos. And I was heating it up. So I made hot guac. And that really ruined. My life.
You got sick?
Oh, really sick, yeah.
So
don't ever cook your guac.
So I tried it again another time, and I got really sick. So then I tried it a third time. Am I allergic to guacamole? Like, is it really the guac? I cannot eat guacamole. Mm-hmm. I get super sick. Mm-hmm. There's a part of me that also wants to do that with that drink that I had. Like, I want to see, what is it that got me so... Am I allergic to pineapple juice?
Was it a Bay Breeze if it's cranberry, pineapple, and vodka? Is that the
that
drink?
That might be it. I mean, she just made it in her kitchen, but I asked her specifically what were the... And that was... And I don't think cranberry makes me sick.
Never heard of anyone being allergic to pineapples, but I mean, I guess it's
like
possible.
The older that I get, I'm finding weird things that I'm...
Oh, no. Well, too much pineapple juice will go right through you if you drink too much of it.
Yeah, any fruit juice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was different. This was different. So that was my exciting.
I've got to take a break. We do have the shizzy coming up. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I don't know if you know this, but today's a big day for Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah. He's going into space?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that.
Kind of got one up by that Branson guy, didn't he?
Yeah, they keep saying he's the second billionaire to go in space. Yeah. Second. He wanted to be first.
He's trying to claim Branson didn't actually go into space, that he... Floating. He didn't get high enough to actually technically go into space.
Well, wouldn't you do that if you were Bezos?
Of course.
You did get, right. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that coming up next.
All right, we'll be right back.
An iHeartRadio station.
You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS. Life is short, so listen to as much Rover's Morning Glory as you can.
This show is our whole life now.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
We're going to give you a little bit more information regarding the flight today. The billionaire rocket man, Jeff Bezos, all over the news right now because they're going to head to space. We'll give you details next.
Here's someone that says, allergies to pineapple do exist. I was in middle school and our teacher was teaching us about canned and fresh fruit differences, and a girl had to be picked up by an ambulance from a pineapple allergy that she had that she didn't know about.
Well, I've had pineapple before. I actually don't know. I honestly don't know what it was.
And Chris says he was allergic to watermelon and cantaloupe, and his throat would swell shut. Like Dieter with the bee pollen. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, when I snorted it.
Yeah.
If you can't eat watermelon, that's the best.
Yeah.
That would suck.
I have that probably 4 days a week. Do you?
Watermelon?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You don't?
4 days a week?
Oh, yeah, just like a watermelon diet.
Huh.
No,
come on. That's a lot of watermelon.
4 days? We cut it up. Last it for 2 days. I get like 2 watermelon a week.
Try some. Wow. That's one, probably the worst fruit.
It's just water.
Gross.
What's the, what? Watermelon is the worst fruit?
I dislike watermelon.
What are you talking about?
How sweet it is. The first bite of the triangle.
They must not be getting good pineapple. Right. They're getting bad pineapple. Watermelon. They're getting bad watermelon from somewhere.
Are you getting the stuff already cut up like in a plastic container?
I've never liked it ever in my life.
No, me neither.
Get a fresh one. Mm. Wait, the huge melon. Cut it up. Oh, man, dude.
Schnitz?
No, you the worst.
Schnitzer might be the only other person I've ever met that really doesn't like it. Everybody loves watermelon. I'm a weirdo.
Schnitzer, you are very limited on the amount of foods you can eat already. So how are you going to cut out
I don't like
melons?
I don't like cantaloupe or watermelon. So it's the two things I hate.
Do you like any fruit, Schnitz?
Yeah, I eat fruit smoothie every day.
I do kind of like the white part of the watermelon by the rind.
Oh, that's the worst part.
Yeah, that's tasty.
Who likes that?
I actually like that part,
it's
to be honest.
It's
sour.
That
actually tastes
disgusting. A little bit. Just go look the bitter. Road. Look
I like watermelon
cement.
Candy, but I don't like watermelon itself.
Wow. Something wrong with don't trust someone who doesn't like watermelon theater.
Just exactly.
Keep that in mind. Yeah. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzle?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, the first person to be sentenced for a felony in connection to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has been sentenced 8 months in prison. Prosecutors were pushing to put 38-year-old Paul Hodgkins from Tampa, Florida, behind bars. They wanted 18 months after he pleaded guilty last month to one count of obstructing an official proceeding. So 8 months in prison. He is the first, so that'll set a precedent.
I saw something on Netflix that was, it made me think of this. Hmm. It was a big story when I grew up in Las Vegas. I never knew the ending to the story. There was an armored truck that was stolen, and it was this, I think, 21-year-old girl and her boyfriend. She had like a 50-year-old boyfriend or something, and they... she became a security guard at the armored truck place, and then she just stole an armored car with full of $3 million in money, and they took off with it. And I remember the story about her trying to disguise herself as an old woman and get on a escape town looking like an old woman. And I remember at the time that they interviewed someone who was, I guess, witnessed this. And she looked like she was dressed like an old woman, but she didn't look like an. Yeah, she's 21. Of course not. All she did is she put on a wig and wore some old clothes. But you can kind of tell she's not really 90 years old. Anyhow. So she escapes with this $3 million of money, her and the guy. And they go out there. They normally, you get caught by the FBI, right? Right away.
Usually, yes.
Years go by. Like 10 years go by. Eventually, the guy and the girl, they break up, and she turns herself in after all this time.
Why? You gotta wait for 10 years.
Well, I don't know. I think she had a fake passport, and the fake passport was going to expire, so she was kind of running out of options, I guess. And, anyhow, so she turns herself in. She only got 5 years in prison for that. Only 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. They stole $3 million. Not $3 million. That's like $10 million in today's money or something. You know, like, you only get 5 years in prison for that? That's it?
It's almost worth the risk.
The FBI hunts you. You're on the most wanted list for 10 years. And you only get 5 years in prison?
Is it because she turned herself in? Is that why?
Oh, yeah. I guess I guess they cut her some slack there. And she didn't, like, take a gun and hold anyone up or anything. She just waited till the two other guys in the truck, they went inside a casino, and she took off on the truck. But there's some Netflix thing about it. It's a series called Heist that talks about three different robberies, I guess. Not Money Heist Theater. That's different. Just called Heist.
I think I saw that. Saw a little pop-up for that.
And the weird thing, I don't want to do a spoiler alert for anyone, but I think I'm going to have to because it was so weird. So I'm watching this, and I just remember the chick because of her name. Her name is Heather Tallchief. And And so they have her. It's a two-part thing, so it's like a two-hour show or hour and a half, whatever it is. They are talking to her. She's looking right into the camera. She's you know, telling her story, all about fleeing with this guy, whatever, so on and so forth. They get through the whole thing, and then they get to the very. It's the last 1 minute of part two, the second and last part. They get to the last one, and they go, "Oh, by the way, this is not Heather Tallchief. This was an actress who was portraying her, what she said in the interview, word for word, recreating it, because Heather Tallchief wants to remain anonymous. She's out of prison now, but like they block out her face." She didn't want to appear on camera, so they had some actress. I go, wait a second. I thought I was looking at this woman the whole time.
Right, I don't want an actress. I was a real person.
I felt totally ripped off by that. I was like, son of a bitch, you got to be kidding me.
I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, well, there's two other stories that they have in this series. I go, well, how do I even now? The whole time I'm watching, if I watch those, I'm going to be thinking, is that really the guy who did it? Or is it an actress playing him?
Right, I want the real person. You ever see a commercial and the guy's like, I have syphilis, I'm taking this pill.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom says, actor playing victim.
Yeah.
No, I want the real person with syphilis on TV.
Uh-huh. Go on, Doogie.
The 40-year-old man took his fiance's kid with him on a hike. This is in Utah. And the elevation... they're up high on this mountain, and all of a sudden, the guy, the 40-year-old, falls off the mountain and ends up missing. And the kid is like, okay, I don't know what to do, so kid has to come back down the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So the fiance calls authorities and said, hey, I haven't seen these guys in hours. Can you tell me what's going on? Adrian Vanderclees and the little boy go up hiking.
Mm-hmm.
He falls, and authorities believe that he stumbled on a rock or tripped. He falls, dies instantly at the bottom of the mountain.
Mm.
The kid did not see him fall and die.
How do you know?
The kid decides to climb back down the mountain. He's safely returned, but...
I don't know if I would trust that kid after that. Honestly.
So,
no, I mean, I'm being dead serious.
Why? You think he pushed the
you don't know.
Future father?
Yeah, this is his future stepdad. Anyone who has a step parent knows. I know.
Did you hate your stepdad?
When it was 5 years old. I was jealous of my stepdad taking my mom out on a date or whatever. And
kids are like that.
Not gonna push his stepdad out.
You don't know. Yes. You don't know. You wake up and now this kid goes and lives. We wake up in the middle of the night. The kid's staring at you at the end, at the foot of the bed with a butcher knife in his hand. You don't know. I'm just saying, anything's possible. Go on.
The boy's okay, and everybody's
funny
super
how
sad.
That works out, huh? He's fine. Okay. Yeah. Didn't see a thing. Okay.
Oh, God, you're awful. All right. So I just asked Rover during the break, do you see anything as far as coverage for Amazon founder Jeff Bezos? He is set to go to space today. His company, Blue Origin, received government approval to launch a rocket. Bezos, they must be 9 a.m., I believe it's when it's takeoff, so they must be in the rocket now, like all the preparations that
I don't know about that. They're starting a webcast at 7:30, so
okay.
I don't know. It's not like the space shuttle where they're getting in like 5 hours in advance, I don't think. I mean, this is like...
I think less than 2 hours, you're in.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I guess
there's
when
not
they
even
start
a
the
pilot.
Web.
Yeah, it is pilotless.
Yeah, and it's just like you're sitting in a thing. I don't even know why they have those little like jumpsuits. I guess it just makes it look official. Like, I'm going to space. You could be wearing a sweatpants or jeans and a T-shirt, really.
Right.
So Bezos will board the rocket in Texas is where the launch will be. He'll be there with his brother, Mark. He'll be there with Wally Funk, who is an 82-year-old aviator who pushed for female inclusion in NASA's astronaut training programs. Oliver Damon, who is an 18-year-old man who will replace a mystery bidder who decided to postpone taking part in the historic trip. and the crew covers two age-related records. Both the
A weird story, real quick. The person that won the raffle paid $28 million or whatever, and then said, "I can't. I'm busy."
Yeah, there's more to that story, obviously.
Like, I have a scheduling conflict.
Yeah, there's obviously that's not true.
That's the answer they gave, and everybody just accepts it. The guy just said, "I'm busy that day."
No. There's my thought is that whoever it was problematic or something, or they didn't want him on that flight with Jeff Bezos because of, you know, he's an anti-vaxxer, or he's this, or he's that, or he made comments 15 years ago.
My pillow guy or something?
I don't know who it is, but there's more. No one pays $28 million for something and goes, I have a lunch that day. I can't make it.
No. I have a Zoom call.
No, there's something much deeper than that. They said, you can't go.
Did he get his money back, or he just donated?
He's going to go on a later flight. Oh, you know, okay. The one where no one's paying attention. Yeah, yeah. A year from now.
So my question is, they're going to go how far up? So you had just made the comment before the break that they're
like 65 miles or something. Okay, yeah.
That they're going to go. Isn't that what Branson did?
No, he did like 55 miles.
So they're going to surpass. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so this would be. Could you imagine if something terrible happens?
No, they have backup. They have parachutes. They can detach the part they're in, and you can parachute down.
Oh, yeah.
So even if it explodes, he's going to be fine.
Do you think so?
I would not do this. You would do this?
That's right.
So you would get in that? No. No? Okay.
Hell no.
You'll be fine, though, Dieter. Don't worry. Parachuting right back down.
No way. And how'd they even pick that kid? So the guy that bid, he can't go.
He was the second highest bidder.
That kid.
Yeah, his dad is a billionaire or something.
Bitcoin guy or something.
I don't remember exactly what
the
dad does.
He's a Dutch teenager, and his father is the founder and CEO of a private equity firm, bought him the ticket.
Don't even know what a private equity firm is, but sounds like they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to have to found one of those someday. Could I just tell people, I founded a private equity firm.
He took a year.
Sounds important, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, walk around in a suit.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a successful private equity firm.
No, just the fact that you say that you did it. Yes, and how many, and what amount of assets do you have under your management? Well, it's
mutual funds, IRAs.
We have, we oversee 58 billion?
Sure.
No, $58.
Speaking of space, this day in history, today is Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. It was 52 years ago today. It was 1969. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon, 10:56 p.m. Eastern. So this day in history. Also, 9 years ago.
Peter doesn't believe they actually landed on the moon, though, so. Conspiracy.
Movie set. If you look into it.
9 years ago today in 2012, remember, tragedy struck. This was the midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was in Aurora, Colorado, when that killer walked into the theater. And he killed 12 people, wounded 70 others.
Am I... are you done with the shizzy, and then I'll tell you a story?
Sure. That's a shizzy.
Okay.
Hey, if you're going to be totally ripped, you're...
Oh, wait, that's out of date. Hold on. There we go. Hold on.
If you System put froze. The Rover Radio app on your phone, then put your phone in your pocket, does that count as us getting into your pants? Get the show live, get the show on demand, and get all the exclusive RMG Plus stuff when you get the Rover Radio app.
Now, that was a promo for the Suns Out Guns Out shirt, which, by the way, if you ordered that, that will ship either today or tomorrow. So thank you for your patience on that. Taking a little bit longer to do because of the show's vacation. But what were you just talking about? The Dark Knight thing. The Colorado. How many people were killed in that? 12 people killed in that attack. I don't know if... you know that I'm fascinated by terror attacks and whatnot. I just watched a documentary about... do you remember the guys that went into Charlie Hebdo, that newspaper in France, and they blew away a bunch of people because they were upset that they published some cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
So I watched a documentary on that not too long ago. Anyhow, so when I was in Nice, I didn't plan this, but Nice was the site of a terrorist attack back in, I think it was 2016. That's the place where, you remember the guy, it was Bastille Day, and I happened to be there, Bastille Day, on the five-year anniversary of this terror attack. And they were doing all these special things. And
what was the Bastille Day terrorist attack? Was that when the guy drove?
The truck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he gets in this truck, and he just along this street, close to traffic, and just hundreds of thousands of pedestrians, and he just gets in this big truck and just starts mowing people down. And so, of course, when I get over, I didn't know this, but the hotel where I stayed was right where they stopped that attack. And remember, they shoot the guy through the windshield of the truck?
Yeah.
Right, happened. Right in front of where I was staying, right there. So I'm like fascinated by this, and I'm like,
was there
telling
a marker?
B2, I know there is, but I didn't see it. But I had cross-referenced video that I saw of the attack, and I'm like, look, that's the sign that's in the background of this. Look, here's this. And she's like, she thinks I'm a nutcase.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm insane. Yeah. She goes, why do you care? I go, I'm fascinated by this.
It's part of history.
I was reading all about that attack where, you know, if you can imagine this, they have, I don't know, 150,000 people out there on the, you know, all looking up at the fireworks just end, and it's just, you know, it's just packed people in there. You go, well, wouldn't you see like a big ass truck coming, and wouldn't you be able to get out of the way? Why didn't you get out of the way? And apparently what was happening was that the guy was driving like 50 miles an hour or something. He was going pretty quick. Or maybe it was kilometer. I don't know. Who knows? He was going fairly fast, and essentially the crowd would scream, of course, as he'd mow people down, but he was going faster than word could travel, essentially, down this avenue where that's packed with people. You know, so the other people that are a quarter mile away, I think he drove on this thing for like 2 miles. They weren't alerted to this, that someone is driving. You know, they had no idea.
It's probably already loud, and there's already screaming, right? Music.
Sure. I think 86 people or something were killed in that. And so then, while we're in Nice, I'm reading about that attack, and I'm cross-referencing everything, and look at this. And then there's another terrorist attack that took place in Nice, where a guy walked into a church and cut someone's head off and then killed two other people. And so I go, we got to walk to this church. So we walked like 10 blocks to find, we went into the church. I'm
Did
looking
you really?
Around. Oh, yeah. And it happened just like that. Just people like were in the church, you know. It's like one of those things you can walk around in. And
yeah. During the day it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning that this guy was.
Did they have a marker for that?
They did, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They had one of the, I'm not Catholic, but I guess like in these cathedrals, they have like, I don't know, they have like all these little, I don't know, like how you would say it, like around the perimeter of the church. So you have like the main area, and they're big. I mean, it's a huge thing where all the pews are. And then you have like whatever, I don't know, the altar or whatever all that nonsense is. And, but around the perimeter, they have like these little kind of like archways, and there's like things in there that I think you're supposed to pray for, and they it really gets you. I mean, they stoop at nothing to make a euro or two, these cathedrals, where you can, you know, I guess they do that here in the United States, where they want like 2 euros to light a candle.
You just give,
oh, it's
yeah,
donation. It's a donation. Yeah. It's not mandatory, but you light a candle and you say a prayer and
you give, yeah, give a dollar.
There's a, when we worked downtown, there's a church.
They
right
certainly
down
don't
by
make
the,
it look like a donation. I mean, it's a big sign that says 2 euros right in front of the candles. Like
there, they
it's
do
not
it.
Voluntary. I don't think.
You don't have to give, I don't think.
You don't, well, no, not to walk through, but if you want to light a candle, you got to give the $2.
They have a person selling.
What do you mean?
No, you walk up and light a candle and you don't give them money, they're going to come and arrest you. Citizens arrest, the priest's going to come and handcuff your hands.
They're not going to, God will frown upon you and they're going to sentence you to hell.
Yeah.
That's not optional, right? Weren't you Catholic,
yeah,
Charlie? I mean, don't they want that? Catholic. You want to light, huh?
I'm way more Catholic than you. What are you talking about?
You walk in church and you'd fry up.
Yeah, but I'm still way more. I went to Catholic school growing up.
Did you remember anything? No.
No, I know more about the Bible front to back than you do for sure. Anyways, I don't remember having to pay you anything. My thing.
These things. They
well, we weren't big on lighting candles. That wasn't our big thing.
Oh, no.
We're hanging by the tabernacle and just, you know, we like frankincense and
myrrh. What's the tabernacle?
That's where they keep the host.
What's the host?
Jesus' body.
The little wafers?
Yeah, they keep it in this gold box. And they out and they throw smoke at you.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Well, anyhow.
But I don't remember ever having to pay money to light the candle.
You don't have to.
Yeah, it's just like a little thing, a little slot there or a box you could donate.
With a big sign.
Well, that's different. That's over there.
But that might be just for donations.
Did you donate? They frown upon... no, I did not donate. No,
you just toured their misery and didn't even chip in.
So what? They have like these little archways all along the perimeter, and there's different things. I guess I don't know, different saints you're supposed to pray to, or different things like different
stations of the cross.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know how many stations are there
in front of the candles where you do the penance, like after you go to
confession.
That's where you go to do your Hail Marys, right?
I guess. I mean, there were people doing they're praying or whatever.
What?
Well, he's pulling out. Oh, he just pulled his rosary out. I mean, he's super Catholic.
Yeah. You'd go in the booth. You'd say, yeah, I J-O'd yesterday. And you'd go, okay, that's three Hail Marys. And you have to go and you got to sit there and you just, you know, you don't actually do them. You just kind of count, like, I think a Hail Mary is like 20 seconds. So I better chill here for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I'll head back and slam some communion after that.
So one of those things, those little arch, and there were like 20 or 15, I don't know how many. But
well, that's the Station of the Cross. There's 15 Stations of the Cross.
Okay, so one of them they had converted into a shrine for the three people that were killed.
That was the Station of the Cross. You wouldn't change the Station of the Cross. Each station's important. You can't just...
Well, I think what they did was they just moved the station and they created a new one.
Yeah,
as a shrine for these people that have been killed in this church. So,
sounds like a fun vacation.
My wife thinks I'm nuts. By the way, today is my 3-year anniversary.
Oh,
been married for 3 years.
Anniversary.
Well, thank you, Dougie. Yeah, I'll take that with a grain of salt, considering you didn't even come to my wedding.
I was a little busy. When is your wife's birthday? I know that's right around tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday.
What are you going to get her for her anniversary?
Nothing. I'm going to send a nice little text.
No, Rover, not you.
Well,
you
told my wife, I said, our vacation is your birthday, and it's a combined birthday slash anniversary trip.
Okay.
And I go, you know, because we got engaged in Paris, you know, so this is like a thing.
I guess that does make sense.
And she goes, well, why didn't you plan the trip for, like, our actual anniversary then? I go, well, it wasn't around the 4th of July where we had time off. So I, you know, you got to make do with what you can.
I pulled this same move. Our actual anniversary was June 28th, and our trip was July
7th. Your anniversary trip. Yes.
Yeah, it was a week later. Yeah.
No gift, seriously?
I'm guessing he spent a lot of money in that trip.
Well, of course he did, but still.
To me, that's the gift, right?
Like she doesn't like traveling.
She hates traveling.
Come on. How much?
A gift.
That is the gift. The time you spent, the 2 weeks you spent with me.
Alone.
Romantic.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's the gift, Charlie. Right. Okay. Yeah, put a price on that.
We went to romantic Syracuse. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true.
So is that not a gift because it was Syracuse?
Not Champagne, France?
There's a difference there between Syracuse.
What are you talking about?
That's
the Destiny USA Mall? Sweet.
Cheesecake Factory in there?
It was closed. I mean, that's romantic right there.
Anything she wanted,
baby. No, I think that counts. That qualifies.
Well, my anniversary was Sunday,
uh-huh.
and she got me a Nest thermostat,
oh.
which is sweet.
Yeah.
That's an actual physical gift.
Yeah.
Like, that was nice.
Yeah.
It's a bad anniversary gift.
No, it's great. That's I've been wanting
a stocking stuffer.
No, those things are expensive. No, they're not. Oh, no, this is something I've been wanting forever. What's turns out my house is too old to install it.
Oh, so you're kidding me.
I can do it. It's just going to be a lot of...
You have to run extra wire? You don't have the...
Run all the wires.
Third, what do you mean? You have to run... Don't you have an existing thermostat?
Yeah, but somehow that's wireless.
Why?
I don't understand. No, there's a big problem. I take off the thermostat from the wall, and I'm like, all right, let me just get in here and play with these wires. And there's two wires sticking out, and have you ever seen wires that are covered in fabric because they're so old? Like they're actually made of cloth, cloth fabrics?
Like a mummy wire?
Like cloth wire.
I don't think so.
Every time I go to do something in my house, I take off something, and the wire is made of cloth. I don't know how it's not just my house isn't burning down constantly. Yeah. But it's also just not connected. So my thermostat's just a piece, and it talks to my furnace somehow, and the actual thermostat thing that turns it on and off, it's on the furnace down in the basement. So I got to run all those wires back up to the house.
Well, wait a sec. The wires that aren't connected to anything behind your thermostat, don't they also go somewhere to the furnace, right?
They might.
Sounds like you have the wires in existence,
these are,
perhaps.
Again, cloth.
Cloth, okay.
Cloth.
Ask
not rated for...
Yeah.
Cloth wires. And also, in a thermostat, there's like 20 different things. There's R, or C, or W1, or
W3. Well, that's for all the different... But you only need... I don't quote me on this, but I think you only need three.
The cloth wires aren't labeled, so I don't know if it's W1 or R or C or whatever.
I hate how you say cloth.
Cloth? What do you want? Come over. You want to see some cloth wires? They're made of cloth. It's like 100 thread count on these wires. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand how my house isn't just it's a tinder box right now. Anyway, so that's what I got. Beautiful gift.
So it's a gift. With a huge headache with it, right?
What'd you get your girlfriend?
I got a painting of us. We got a nice, beautiful painting, an art piece of artwork for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have a picture of that? Can we see this? Yeah, are you naked with a huge penis on it or something?
No, hold on.
Did she like it or was she like...
Oh. No, she cried over it. It's a beautiful gift.
Who painted it?
Somebody on Fiverr. I just paid somebody on Fiverr.
What's Fiverr?
A website where you could pay people to do things.
So you paid a guy like in Thailand $3 to...
No, he sent
a picture.
No, Fiverr's not $5 anymore. That's the scam of the website. Everything is...
That's where you went thinking it was going to cost you $5.
And then to get that printed out, because, you know, that person painted it, and then they send you a digital artwork of it, and then, you know, then you got to get printed out. No, money starts adding up there with a painting.
Uh-huh. Hold on.
Israeli online marketplace for freelance services? Never heard of this.
What, Fiverr?
Yeah. We've used it on the show before.
For what?
These men.
Pardon? What are you doing?
I'm trying to remember exactly.
No, that's Grindr.
These guys.
Charlie's other favorite site.
You don't remember? All right, let me see if I can find these.
Well, I've got to take a break. So,
All right. Here's our painting. You know, it doesn't really look like me because I didn't pay a lot. I kind of look like a woman, but it's the...
Oh my God, she cried!
The lesbian couple.
I paid the person.
Charlie, this is terrible.
This isn't terrible. It's the same scene from the Sleepy Time Tea Bear. So I said, I sent her the Sleepy Time Tea Bear and I said, hey, throw us in there, and then she sent it back, and I didn't know how to tell her, like, this kind of sucks, because you could do revisions.
Well, is your dog lying down or standing up, like it's like no, a weird standing. Sort of
sleeping up. By the fire.
Oh,
so you're allowed?
I thought that was a stuffed animal.
No, no, that's my dog. You're allowed to revise it, but again, I don't know how to tell them to do better. Like you're allowed to, like I was able to say, like, well, I don't like the shirt color or something, or my socks are the wrong color. You're allowed to revise that, but I don't know how to say, like,
I look like a woman.
Yeah, you're a man. Suck.
I look like a giraffe woman.
Yeah, with a massive neck. Anyways,
like a giraffe neck.
It now hangs in our kitchen.
Yeah, his head is really tiny.
Now, this
is
small head.
Do you have the sleepy time tea?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Why sleepy time tea?
You've what's never seen this guy?
Well, what's the significance of sleepy time tea?
Yeah. He just looks comfortable.
Does your girlfriend like sleepy, yeah, time sleepy time tea or something?
Hold on. Give me a second here. Who doesn't like sleepy time tea?
I've never heard of it.
You've never had sleepy time tea?
Celestial seasonings is delicious.
You've never had... You're too cool for sleepy time tea.
Okay. I didn't know that... I thought it was a storybook. Why a picture?
No.
It's a famous picture on the box.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never would have put that together.
No, that's not it. That's not a whole lot.
Does she like tea?
Who doesn't love the sleepy time tea?
Now, does she drink sleepy time tea every night? Every night?
No.
Is this like a thing of hers?
Do you have a tea kettle?
So the sleepy time tea, like what's the significance to your girlfriend, though?
We like him. We like the way...
Just the guy, not even the tea? You don't drink the tea? You just like the sleepy time tea guy?
That's the weirdest thing.
Huh. We talk about how comfy he looks. Like, doesn't everybody want to be that comfy? All right, so there's the bear.
Charlie.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Charlie, this is a great gift where... Dude, I'm sorry that you had a lonely birthday with dance moms that ended at 6 p.m. I had a beautiful anniversary.
Well, dude, you can't have, as Dougie's mom will point out, she can't have an anniversary
because
she has no man.
Yeah.
So look, this is the original, all right? And then that's the updated one.
Is it even the same couch? Oh, yeah, I guess it's green.
It's close enough.
You got to get two people on the couch. Yeah.
So you got to cram.
It looks like you're holding your feet up off the ground.
I know. I did not tell her that either. I did not say, like, why does it look like there's a footstool, but there's no footstool there?
Like, it's like you're doing leg raises, the ab exercises or something.
Kegels. I'm doing Kegels.
And why is your girlfriend doing the Monte Teo? Is there a person that's supposed to be sitting there, an invisible boyfriend or girlfriend?
What's Monte Teo?
The guy that had the invisible girlfriend. Oh, that was the thing you do for a while. You take a picture with the nobody next to you. It looks like she's doing. Looks like she's doing.
Nah, she's falling asleep. Her arms on the.
She's just so relaxed, draped over the back of the.
You'd like hide the elbow, maybe then if it's like.
Draped. No, it is kind of back, guys. This is a good quality.
Oh, this is
a good $40 painting that I got. All right.
Now it's an actual physical painting.
Well, this is digital. And then I went and I sent it to a place to get it, you know,
framed
and put on a canvas.
Oh, okay. So they made the art digitally.
Yes.
So it was $40 to have the art made?
I think, $50.
$40.
You got a tip.
Okay. Oh, you tip?
You got a tip on Fiverr.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you agree on a price and then you tip on top of that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So here's the original, and here's the original one. And I said, this isn't right. And I said, you know, I'm supposed to have the sleepy time tea bear hat because, you know, he's got this lovely hat on. And that was the original. And I said, something, you know, this is just wrong. Where's my nightshirt? And then I got this back and I didn't know how to say.
That's even worse.
I didn't know how to say, actually, that sucks. Like, I don't know how to tell somebody your art just sucks.
That's great.
And,
that's funny.
So then you took this and you sent this to a...
like a canvas man. I don't know. It was MPEX or something. Googled...
Now, what is that cost? And how big do you get it? And what does that cost?
10 by 20.
10 inch by 20 inch?
Yeah, it's not that big.
Okay, all right.
A little banner kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
That was 80.
Oh, wow. They get you, don't they?
No, it's beautiful.
I'm just saying, that's expensive, isn't it?
You should have proposed to her.
With a $50 ring, I don't. No, I mean it doesn't make sense.
So you spent approximately $130 total on the gift.
We gotta get fast,
which is
shipping.
Essentially
we
the same
get the fast shipping
because it was last minute. So you had
it was, and then it showed up on like a Tuesday, and then it turns out I had the date wrong, so I didn't actually need to do the fast shipping. I had ordered it on a Sunday, and I was like, I need the immediate shipping because the anniversary is coming up on what was the date? Tuesday. The 13th, I believe, or maybe the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And she shows up, and I immediately give it to her. I was like, just made it just in time. She goes, you know, this, our anniversary is not till Sunday. And I said, oh, why did I pay like $30 to get this overnighted?
Doesn't it sort of defeat the purpose of the anniversary gift when you give it on the wrong day?
Ask yourself, Rover, your vacation was the wrong day. Does it defeat it? Let me pose that question to you.
I prefaced it. Once I realized that when I booked it, I realized it wasn't going to be during our actual anniversary. So I told her in advance, I said, just so you know, this is our anniversary / birthday gift.
Yeah, and you cramming them all together, too, is it's just
no, the no. truth. Went to two different countries, France for the anniversary, and my wife is Italian, so we went to Italy for her birthday. So I'm always looking out for her. So, okay. Yeah, that's how it worked.
Did she cry tears of joy?
You bet your ass she did.
I don't believe it. There's crying going on in my house, sobbing.
Because she's been with you for so many years.
No, this is a beautiful, it's a beautiful piece
it's
of artwork.
It's come to the sleepy time teamwork.
I have to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory.
Podcasts all in one.
Buzzard Radio.
Rover's Morning Glory is always on top.
Yeah, too bad we're all gaining weight.
Oh, God, you're crushing me.
We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Dougie, you were, yesterday, you did a story. And the shizzy, and someone is now accusing that of being fake news.
Oh, what
it's
I
not
do?
The first time that you've been accused of doing fake news.
Which?
Yesterday you had a story that the Olympics in Tokyo, that they had made beds out of cardboard in an effort to stop the athletes from having sex with one another due to COVID. They said, we don't want anyone shacking up with each other.
Which they don't.
And a gymnast from Ireland has taken to social media to disprove that. He says it's fake news, Dougie. Here's a video he posted from the Olympic Village, him and his bed.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake. Fake news.
Fake news. So
he was jumping pretty high coming down on that. So you can hump on it.
You know what else I think is fake news? Every year at the, every 4 years or whatever it is, you know, at the Olympics, they always have these stories about how many condoms are distributed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fake news.
Oh, no, I believe it.
I believe it.
They have a picture of a bowl of condoms they keep next to the, in the village.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fake news. I think the number of condoms they claim to pass out at the Olympic Village, I think, is one of those fake stories. Kind of like every time the Super Bowl comes around, there's always a story where some organization has done a study of lost productivity on American workers, and the Super Bowl is costing us $822 billion in lost productivity.
March Madness, I know you hate that. I only do the story because I know it bothers you.
It's the same sort of thing.
It is.
News.
March Madness is worse because it's a buildup.
Yeah.
It takes longer for the whole month.
We lose $800 trillion in productivity during March Madness. It's just made up stuff. And I don't think that they actually have, you know, whatever the number of condoms they say that they're giving away. They're giving out like 800 condoms per athlete or something. It's one of those stories.
Well, I apologize. I'm here to give you the truth.
Well,
in 2018, it was 110,000 condoms passed out.
A lot. And this is supposed to be 150,000 this year.
Okay,
150,000 condoms this year.
I'm trying to find the picture. Here's a guy actually, Rover. He's He has like a hot, you know, those things you wear around your neck. Like the beer guy has one of those crates he carries around his waist with suspenders.
Uh-huh.
It's a guy with condoms passing them out to each person that comes into the village.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to find the bowl I saw that they leave next to the beds.
Yeah, I don't know. They always talk about how much sex is happening. I bet it's not as much sex as they're making it out to be. That's a better story.
Oh my God.
There you go. It's already got it.
That's all condoms?
Yeah, he's passing out. It's young people fit in shape in their prime, not having sex.
I don't know, Dieter. Speaking of athletes, what do you think of this Naomi Osaka? Now, I don't know much about her, but when I was browsing Netflix, apparently there's a whole documentary series on her.
That
on
I found strange because I was watching something yesterday, and whatever I was watching ended, and it just starts playing that trailer, and I was like, this is a lady that doesn't want to be in the news.
Right. She goes, I don't like attention. It's too much pressure. Too much pressure on me as an athlete. Therefore, I can't do a press conference at Wimbledon or whatever it was. French Open, whatever. I don't know.
But it was obvious, like, you don't just make a documentary in one day. She's been making this for a year, right?
Yes.
At least. This whole Netflix documentary? I mean, how long do you think that takes to make?
Well, she has a Netflix documentary. She's also on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition 2021, because, you know, when you don't want to be in the media, you go on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
The swimsuit edition.
Yes. She also is on the cover of Japanese Vogue. She's on the cover of Time magazine with the headline, "It's Okay to Not Be Okay." And don't forget, she also is promoting her Barbie doll of herself that she has, in addition to, I don't know, Mattel or whoever makes Barbie dolls. They have a Naomi Osaka Barbie doll that she's...
Her quitting the French Open or whatever, now it's obvious it was just a stunt.
You think in order to just get... Because frankly, I mean, I'm not a tennis fan, but...
None of us have ever heard of her.
Right.
No, I have. She beat Williams. Serena Williams. You knew that's a big story.
Before?
Yeah, before that.
Oh.
Because when she beat her.
Oh, that's when she got booed.
Yeah, so we knew her for a little bit from that.
Hmm.
But then this came out. Oh, you don't believe
me? So prior to all of this stuff, Dieter, if I would have asked you who Naomi Osaka was a month ago, you would have been able to tell me?
If you'd say the girl that beat Serena.
No. No, that's not what I asked. I said, if I said, Dieter, tell me who Naomi Osaka is.
I would have said tennis.
No, yeah, you wouldn't.
Robert, that was a big story.
I gotta back up. I gotta back Dieter up only because of the booing thing. If she had just beaten her and that was like that was it, I wouldn't know who she is. But it was.
But
it was
that booing thing was that was a while ago. That was a long time ago. I don't think you would have remembered this, Dieter.
I think I would, and I don't think she made up the whole mental health thing for what?
No, I don't know if she made it up, but. I mean, this Netflix thing, this whole documentary about her, I think she quit the French Open or whatever so that people would know her name before this documentary comes out. Because who would watch that documentary before that news story came out?
And anybody? It strikes me as disingenuous that you say, oh, it's too much pressure to do a press conference because I don't want to be in the spotlight. It's bad for my mental health. And then go on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, Japanese Vogue, Time Magazine, a Netflix documentary, promote your own Barbie doll that you have. I mean,
those questions about tennis and her performance when she's putting on a bathing suit and smiling and feeling sexy and good about herself, that's empowering to a woman. When B1 does that, it's empowering to her. She feels good when she does that. She doesn't... If she's being bombarded with questions, that's different.
Like you don't think Sports Illustrated? There's no questions that were asked, and no, I mean, really? I don't. There's no interview. What about it? What about in the Japanese Vogue or Time magazine? There's no.
Yeah.
She must have sat down for an interview.
She's in control of those interviews essentially, and with her publicist and how it's going to be handled. In this situation, she's just finished a match. She's got to walk and go do press while she's already all amped up about, you know, the thing that gives her the most anxiety in the world. I kind of understand where she's coming from. She just doesn't want to deal with jerk, stupid Monday morning quarterbacks asking her about, you know, her backswing or whatever.
But that's part of the... It's part of
football players
tennis,
don't
right?
want to do it.
Football,
I agree.
All athletes, you know, but they are obligated to do it. And so everyone goes, oh, well, they shouldn't be obligated. Oh, the French Open or Wimbledon or whoever. Oh, they're so bad. Well, I guess all the sports leagues are bad for having their athletes and their coaches talk about what they just did on the field or on the court.
I just feel like it's comparing apples and oranges, personally. I just think that her doing photo shoots by her choice versus the obligation that you're talking about, there's a different type of stress. Totally different types of stress.
But when you say that you don't like the spotlight, and then you're on the cover of magazines, you're Barbie dolls, and...
Maybe spotlight was the wrong word. Maybe it was the intense pressure that comes along with the media, you know, scrutiny before and after a match.
It's also like somebody performing live on stage as opposed to in the studio. It's totally two different things.
Are you talking about a musical artist?
Yeah, put it in that perspective.
Yeah, but I also say, you know, like Sia, who had that fake, that was totally, by the way, a completely concocted, phony fake. You know who Sia is? Yeah. She has all those hit songs.
Chandelier.
Yeah. Oh, I have terrible stage fright. So I have to have this, like, my wig in front of my face. You can't actually see my face when I perform. And it covers my whole face, and I turn my back to the audience, and that's how I do my whole concert, because I have such terrible stage fright. Totally phony baloney. BS nonsense. That's totally not true. That's just made up in order to get more attention.
And it worked. For her, it worked.
Yeah, I think she's changing from some sort of like tennis star to like a mental health star.
Mental health advocate star.
That's what I think she wants to do.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay, I guess, but...
Doesn't pay as well, probably, but...
Well, no, I mean, she's going to be all over talking about her mental health now.
And if you question it, then you're bad for questioning,
Exactly.
Well, wait a second. You don't like the spotlight or the pressure, but you go on magazines and documentaries and all that.
What's that documentary about?
Her.
Was it about tennis or her mental health, which is...
I don't know. I saw the trailer for it. I go, I don't know. It doesn't really interest. Maybe it's interesting, though. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I'll have a different opinion on Naomi Osaka after I watch that documentary. I've got to take a break. We do have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. The news will be right back. Hang on.
An iHeartRadio station.
You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS. These guys like busting balls and breaking nuts. Oh, wait. Reverse those. We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Another professional athlete comes out as gay. I will tell you which sport and who it is next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. They have this Blue Origin webcast going on. Jeff Bezos launching into space.
They are going to be entering
49 minutes away, I think.
Heading out to the
they have live webcast. I'm watching it right now.
The launch pad. This will be our first glimpse of the astronauts. We're going to see those shining smiles of theirs. I'm sure they're trying to contain their excitement. You know, you've got that excited energy that, of course, they are controlling.
They're not in there yet.
Fear.
To be honest, when it comes down, is it coming down with
excitement? I'm, as I said, fully powered.
I think it's just a big parachute.
So it's just a big arc.
So it's just going to go up and land where?
Well, not land. It's just going to kind of parachute crash land down.
Yeah.
Or is it going to rocket itself down?
No, I don't think it rockets itself down. I don't think.
Well, this isn't that neat.
I don't know. It's just a big. I mean, it rockets up.
Of course.
But then it just kind of, you know.
I'm saying Elon Musk stuff, you know, it lands.
Mm. No, I think actually, I believe that these ones, the rockets themselves might be reusable, but that the part where Bezos is in, I think, detaches.
Oh, and it kind of launches him up in a little capsule.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure they'll
in space for 3 minutes. And
yeah.
Thank you again, everybody, for joining us live for New Shepard's first human flight. We are waiting for our astronauts to emerge from the astronaut training center. We've got our on the ground correspondent.
The old lady that's going up. She apparently was an astronaut that. Was
you can really feel the energy.
She was in the training to be a woman in space, like way back in the, I don't know, 50s or 60s or something. And
we got our helicopters in the air. I guess she didn't make it to capture our astronauts as they take their Rivians to the launch pad. The sun's coming up. It's a beautiful morning. Our teams are going to be standing on the road.
What's with Bezos and all of this? Like, he's wearing cowboy hats. This chick has a huge cowboy belt buckle on.
Yeah, it's Texas.
We'll be back in just a couple
cowboys.
Minutes. And we'll watch these Astros as they head out into their truck and on their way to space.
Yes, sir, I think he
fantastic. Thanks, Caitlin.
Was handing out Tex-Mex food to the workers.
Do you think they wear a diaper?
You know, I'll tell you, the last...
They're going up for 12 minutes.
Come on.
No, they're not going up there for 2 weeks.
You can't hold it for 12 minutes?
No. That's it? Just 12 minutes? And then
that's the whole thing. 12 minutes from launching to landing. 12 minutes.
That's it? 12 minutes total?
Maybe it's 13 then.
That's. It's got to be longer than that, hasn't it?
No. 12 minutes. He's going to be in space... The actual space part of space.
So I can go to space during my lunch break.
You only get the coin. Yes.
You get to go up to space and back. And these astronauts, again, have completed their training, and they are ready to become the next.
What kind of training do you think they're like?
Well,
I mean, this 85-year-old woman or whatever. What kind of training? And then that 18-year-old kid that they announced, oh, yeah, he's in last week. Oh, yeah, he's going now.
They probably, like Doogie's saying, they just load her up with Imodium. That's the training, making sure she doesn't crap her way across the sky. That's it.
You know, when you go to like an amusement park and they have that ride
that
slingshots you up or something? Yeah.
That's what this is, right?
Basically, yeah.
I had, there was a fair that was going on in Paris, and so I noticed that all these big, huge rides, and we went over there and walked through it, and my wife doesn't want to go on any rides or anything, but it was weird because the one that they had, it was just a big, long arm, and it just, there were like pods on each end, and it just, the arm just spun around.
The zipper.
Oh, I hate that ride.
No, it wasn't, no, it was up, just all the way up, it's like... 15 stories in the air or whatever, just a big arm just rotates and the actual like
cage spins
it looks like a hammer almost.
That's gross. But then as I was walking into the fair, I go, God, I hope those guys don't puke because they're spinning down right at me as I walk in. Then I realized they have a clear shield, and it's basically just a puke shield in front of their face in case they yak. It contains all the puke.
That's so gross.
It's disgusting. All right, so I guess they're at a lull here.
You also had the Tour de France there. Did you see any of that while you were in wherever you were? I don't even know.
Well,
if
the day
area.
That I left was the last day that it of the Tour de France, and it was coming right at where I was, but I had to get to the airport and get out of there. I didn't see one bike rider. I saw a bunch of streets closed down and tons of cops. They had shut down the whole thing, and they were riding... like a few hundred yards away from where I was, but I don't know what time they were going to go by. And
you're lucky
I didn't
you got out.
See anything. And
yeah, that could have been.
If I would have known, I didn't even know that was going on. If I would have known about that, I would have gone. I know 3 weeks. I think I would have gone home. I didn't know that was the last day. I didn't know I was going to be out there. I would have gone home a day later, and I would have gone to see that.
Yeah,
I'm not really
a fan of it.
No, I mean, who is, really? But it'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
I guess.
You're there.
They got 14 hours of training over 2 days. That's what it says to go
up
into space. Yeah.
Wait a second. 14 hours of training over 2 days. How long does it take to become a licensed hairdresser?
Oh, what is it? Months? 6 months?
6 months?
A year?
So it's 6 months to become a hairdresser, but you can go to space in a couple days.
2 days.
Doogie?
The entire flight, by the way, is 11 minutes.
Wow. Is it longer than what Branson did last week?
It's got to be, because they're going up higher.
No, it's actually quicker than Virgin Galactic's flight.
Yeah, Virgin, because they just go on a big plane, basically, and then the plane drops them, and then that one shoots up. I bet you think these guys are crapping their pants right now.
Can you back out? Can Bezos go, you know what, just let my brother go, I'm just going to watch. At this point, you can't.
Oh, I'd have to back out.
Well, you can't.
I have to.
The cameras are on you.
There I see Jeff Bezos in the foreground. Oliver Damon stepping into the Rivian. Crew member 7, Kevin Sprobe.
I don't know. Doesn't the whole thing... I didn't watch any of the Virgin Galactic one. Doesn't it just the whole thing look a little janky?
Yes.
Yes, the whole thing. And it's just the same setup. Like, they're getting in this Rivian car.
Yeah, did they start making those already?
No. Those aren't out yet. It's like an electric SUV.
Yeah, but it's such a ripoff that SpaceX is always getting into a Tesla. This whole thing is... And also, what's with that Virgin Galactic? How come nobody even talked about that? Did he just... do it out of nowhere? Did Richard Branson
I had heard about it, but no, it's been going on for a while, but I think once he found out Bezos was going, he goes, oh, let's step it up and let's just go.
The program to train women to go to space that ultimately was canceled, but now it is her moment. Today is an incredible
day. Does Bezos have anything to do with this Rivian? Or is he just doing it?
He must.
Or is he doing it just to anger Tesla?
And there's a Yeti cooler. Yeah. That must be some sort of...
promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might really just be doing this just to piss off Elon Musk.
They hate each other?
Oh, yeah. There's the two space guys. They're two super rich people, both trying to go to space hold. I mean, yes.
It's
they're
a
in
competition.
And they were trying to both... Blue Origin and SpaceX were both going for some government contract. I don't know what it was, but SpaceX got it.
That's when the Rivian will start heading out towards the pad. They're actually going to pass right behind me here. I'm certainly going to give them a wave. They then will pass.
This is terrible.
Why do they keep on saying the name? It's like they're saying the Chevy is going to make its way up to the whatever.
From our team there as well. Nobody as their there. Families.
Well, it's close. I mean, yeah.
Put some ropes up, put the family next to him or something.
Did you see that woman trying to get the crowd excited? She's like, clap now!
There is no crowd.
It's just a woman in a desert by herself.
No, she was doing that. She was telling them to cheer. We're losing it down here. We are super excited.
See?
Oh, there's some.
There's 10 people. 10 cowboys.
Don't touch the high fives from everybody. What an incredible moment. They're coming over here, just behind my right shoulder.
What's open on the side there? Is that window?
I don't know what that is.
A
vehicle.
Moment we've been waiting for here at Blue Origin. So much hard work has led to this moment.
You'd think like this lady who is hosting this webcast, they'd realize, hey, we're doing a 90-minute webcast, so you have to have a lot of stuff because there's going to be a lot of downtime.
Bring in a space guy.
See you guys.
Oh
my gosh, they are in for the flight of a lifetime.
She said that.
She just keeps, this is going to be an amazing day.
And look, just usually, a couple yards to my left here, that is Mission Control, and here they go passing by Mission Control.
They have a space expert sitting with them, and they can kind of be like, this is what they feel like.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing now.
To fill the...
Yeah, just to talk.
Or do a Rivian commercial, at least at this point. Talk about the car.
Yeah.
Anything.
And they're going to hang a left there.
You think they're freaking out right now in there?
It's like,
as they head down the road to space.
Wow.
Now, while we watch them travel down that road to space, they've got just a couple of moments. It's a long 2-mile road there. We've got a couple of moments.
Why don't we take the aviation icon,
Wally
Funk?
I think I can do a better job.
For 4 minutes.
All right, now they actually are talking to the old lady, Bezos.
We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch, and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I will say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. I've been flying forever. And I have 19,600 flying hours.
Wow.
I have taught over 3,000 people. Private, commercial, instrument, flight engineer, airline transport, gliding, everything that the FAA has, I've got the license for. And I can outrun you.
back in the 60s. I was in the Mercury 13 program. They asked me, do you want to be an astronaut? I said, yes. They told me that I had done better and completed the work faster than any of the guys. So I got a hold of NASA 4 times. I said, I want to become an astronaut, but nobody would take me. I didn't think that I would ever get to go up. Nothing has ever gotten in my way. And they said, Wally, you're a girl. You can't do that. I said, guess what? Doesn't matter what you are. You can still do it if you want to do it. And I like to do things that nobody has ever done.
We're going to fly you up into space on the very first flight. That's your...
I can't tell people that are watching how fabulous I feel to have been picked by Blue Origin to go on this trip.
You're going to be an astronaut.
Oh!
Now, she might actually be wearing the diaper.
Every second of it.
She.
Stop it. Woo! Ha-ha! I can hardly wait.
All right. So there's a little profile of her. So 41 minutes away. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Are you?
Yeah.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Do you have it on over there just in case they get in and stuff?
Yeah.
Speaking of flying, there's a teenage pilot conducted a successful emergency landing. This happened on a bridge in New Jersey after the small plane that he was flying experienced some engine trouble. It was just 18-year-old Landon Lucas that was behind the wheel. He managed to land the banner plane without injuring himself or others or causing damage to the aircraft. So crews were responding and they were able to get everything set, but it was right on the road, right on the causeway.
Cars there that are no cars happened to be there, huh? And he was able to land it. Huh.
This car's right there on the RMJ TV. You can see he was able to pull it off. People see it coming and they're going to slow down, you know? Yeah. So very successful. This is an interesting story about getting a DUI. Now, we've seen stories where you're on a lawnmower and you get a DUI or a golf cart. How about this? Driving a remote control while drunk? A drone? Remote control? Yeah.
Oh.
A man in Japan has been busted for driving a drone under the influence. He spent a morning...
They're hard enough sober. I mean, I'm crashing those things all the time.
Yeah, he was drinking, and while he was drunk, he got the drone out, and then he crashed it into a neighbor's window, and they ended up giving him a citation, driving drunk with remote control. So Peyton and Eli Manning will provide alternate commentary for 10 Monday Night Football games this season on ESPN2. They'll be joined every week by guest athletes as well as celebrities. So
what does this mean, alternate commentary? Like they're going to have two broadcasts so you can watch the main one or the secondary?
It must be, yeah. Why not just have them be the guys? I don't know who the guys are.
I don't know. Maybe they're hedging their bets to see how good they are.
Like a tryout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Peyton has that show with his other brother. They're doing like a trivia game show.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's so bad. It is so bad. I don't know how. I mean, if they're going to try to do an NFL, like a commentary version of that show with Peyton's kind of like, I'm making fun of my brother and I'm the smart one and he's the dumb. It's awful.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's they saw that. Maybe they assigned them to do the deal and then they saw that and they go, ooh. This is no good. So maybe at that point they said, why don't we do ESPN2 broadcast? That's just strange, I think. But all right, go on.
National Hockey League prospect Luke Prokop came out as gay. He released a heartfelt statement to fans yesterday saying that he hoped it would improve gay visibility within the hockey community. Prokop and the Nashville Predators... The NHL team that drafted him in 2020, they confirmed the news in statements in their Instagram accounts.
But he doesn't actually play in the NHL, I don't think. I think he plays in some other thing.
Hence the prospect part of the story. But he's just saying that he hopes that this helps with the visibility in the hockey community. And then finally, Prince Harry is ready to share more of his truth to the tune of $20 million. Apparently, he is going to write a book. Wholly truthful memoir due in 2022. And they say it's the definitive account of the experiences, adventures, losses, and life lessons that have helped shape him. $20 million rumored is what you got paid for this book. There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, I've got to take a break. You can see the Blue Origin people going up into the... I don't know why. This one I'm way more interested in than the Richard Branson one. Like, this one...
Well, it's been hyped up.
Yeah, yeah. And it's Jeff Bezos. I mean, I don't know. Jeff Bezos is kind of more famous than Richard Branson
now. And he's also a normal guy, where Richard Branson, I just think of as always a weirdo forever.
Right. Well, Branson was always doing various stunts and flying around the world in hot air balloons.
McAfee Light.
Yeah, yeah. Always for like the past. I remember being a little kid and hearing about Richard Branson and his crazy antics when I was like 5 or 10 years old. And but Bezos is not known for that. He seems like a boring guy. All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Guests all in one. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Rover doesn't smoke weed. Just the competition. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory. Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
So we're watching this Blue Origin thing, Bezos launching into space. About half an hour away.
This is hilarious because I guess I didn't realize how much of a cowboy he is.
Uh-huh.
Like, now Jeff Bezos just wears a cowboy hat everywhere.
Yeah, but the big belt buckle and boots and, yeah.
It just reminds me of when Dieter said he decided to be a cowboy. Like, Jeff Bezos just also decided a couple weeks ago to be a cowboy.
That's exactly what I went through. If I was in ninth grade, this guy's 59 years old. Yeah.
You get away with it when you're a billionaire, yeah. I guess, huh? So they just got into their little capsule.
Capsule?
Yeah, they are
straight up looks like a dong too.
Yeah,
the big penis launching into space. They're about 27 minutes away from liftoff.
Freaking out.
This is a stupid question. I think I know the answer.
Yes, they do have the hottest chicks working at this Blue Origin.
Who is that?
We've seen two hot chicks already. This girl, we saw the other, right?
Yeah.
They won't be able to film.
Oh, inside?
No, but from Earth. Is it too far to film?
Oh, you know, they can film pretty far away. I don't know how far up they can go, but like,
there's that one camera.
Super far away.
Like, consumer camera that you could see the, you know, Sea of Tranquility on the moon, and it's just like the super zoom. So I don't know if they have Snitzer. Do they have anything like that?
Yeah, they could zoom up there, yeah.
Okay.
63 miles?
We'll be able to see it detach, I mean?
I think so. I mean, when they do those space shuttle launches, they're high up. And
it's hard to tell because, I mean, they're on the ground.
When those booster and they're separating and all that, like...
God, they're strapping them in. Can they control where that pod lands, or it's just going to float and land wherever?
I have a little... Oh, what did I do with it? I lost it. Never mind. I had like a...
Little explainer.
No, it's just a chart showing. Maybe I still have it.
Where is it going to land? Do we know?
Oh, here's the chart. You can see, get an idea of what's going to happen here. So it takes off, and then when it gets to, I don't know where, the capsule shoots off the head of it.
Uh-huh.
And then the shaft. shaft just keeps this arc going where the actual booster does a much smaller arc, and the booster will actually land at a set point, on a landing pad.
Oh, but wow. Okay, so that's
controlled. Capsule's kind of free fall. It's just triple parachute.
It says it lands near West Texas launch site, so somehow...
It lands near it, so they don't
somehow
know
somehow they
where.
Get it to, like, come down close to where...
It's only 11 minutes total flight. That's craziness.
Yeah, that is, huh?
Wow.
This guy paid how much money for that? $28 million or something?
Will anybody get sick, you think?
Yes.
That boy, will he puke?
I don't think so.
That old lady could die.
Well, she could die.
G-forces you're getting?
Yeah.
But she's trained, though. That's the thing. She knows what's coming. That kid has no idea. Bezos never felt something like this before.
Is this the first flight they've ever taken? Or it's
first
like,
human for this Blue Origin?
No, but ever in space at all where there's no pilot. I mean, there's just nobody on there.
It's a good question.
Like, if it, things start to go wrong, you look around, you have an ancient lady, Jeff Bezos' brothers, and an 18-year-old kid. Like, nobody's there to take control. You'd think you'd want an actual astronaut just hanging out.
I guess it's all automated. It all just knows what to do, where to come down. All right, so they're going to launch in about 24 minutes. We'll watch it. Now, forget this Blue Origin for a minute. Let's talk about the biggest story in the news. This is the horse effer in Massachusetts. Have you heard about this?
I'm like, oh. What's the big...
All right, so around 4:30 in the morning on Thursday, there was a security camera at Turner Hill Equestrian Stables. And it showed a man enter in, and he disabled all the security cameras, but he didn't know about this one, I guess. And he put some grain in his hand, and he said, here, horsey. And he lured this female horse out of its pen, at which point the man then put the what do they call that thing?
The reins?
Whatever it goes through its mouth and all that crap, those little straps and all that.
Tooth rod.
Well, he put the reins on and he put all those things on.
On himself or the horse?
No, on the horse.
Okay.
And then he got behind the horse and had sex with the horse.
So this wasn't like an accident. This is a caper.
An accident? How do you do this on accident?
Oh, trip fall.
Have you accidentally had sex with a horse?
No, but like maybe you're standing around in a barn and you're like, that horse looks pretty hot. I better have sex with it or something. Like you're lonely in your horse barn or something. This guy actually went in with the purpose of banging this horse.
Yes, he did. Yes. The horse, they say, was not injured in the accident. However, I'm not making this up. They did a rape kit on the horse.
Wow.
To try to collect DNA from this guy's semen. The police detective who's investigating this says that, that this guy looked to be familiar with horses. The way he was able to put the reins on the horses show that he knew what he was doing, according to Detective Samuel Webb.
It wasn't his first rodeo.
No,
what you're saying.
Nope. He's ridden that pony before.
Did he know this horse?
I don't.
Did he go in with this with the plans of this specific horse, or I mean, was the stable filled with other horses?
Or maybe this horse was just asking for it, Charlie.
I'm not saying. But I'm saying, like, did he go in with the knowledge, like, this horse? This is the one that's been eyeing me.
We don't know because they haven't caught the guy. They've warned other horse farms.
Oh, they
in the
haven't
area.
Caught him?
No.
That's why they did the.
Yeah, but then
they just got him on security camera. Yeah. He disabled all the security cameras somehow, except for one, and he didn't. I guess he didn't know about that one, didn't see it, whatever, and that one caught him in the act.
Did he stand up on a stool or something? Because that's horses are tall, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or a ladder.
It's also scary. I mean, those things kick.
Yeah, what if they kick?
Yeah.
Unless it's in kind of like
Must be in a little pen, so it can't go too far forward.
And then, yeah, there's like a...
Like
a stall.
A stall, right, exactly.
He's behind that wooden stall.
Like a glory hole stall or something, I guess. I don't know exactly the mechanics of this exactly.
And horse dongs are rather large. Do you think they even noticed?
Oh, yeah.
Since this was a female horse, you're saying it's used to the male horses and...
Hot dog down a hallway.
So to speak. That's a good question. I guess it would have some sort of knowledge that this was going on. I mean, they said the horse was not harmed.
Well, the vagina of a mare is about 5.9 to 7.9 inches long, and it's quite elastic, it says. So, yeah.
Wait a second. Only 7 inches long? I mean, we've all seen...
I know, but maybe they don't get to...
We've all seen some horse,
Yeah.
And you're telling me that only inches of the...
I think he's meaning...
Not deep.
Yeah, the opening. So I'm looking at an opening.
No, I thought he said deep. I thought
No.
I guess I'm wrong. I thought...
It's top to bottom, Rover.
Oh, it's top to bottom.
Yeah,
oh,
that looks like 5 to 7. This looks massive.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got a picture here.
All right. I see what you're saying. Yes. You have a picture of a horse vagina?
It does look somewhat
like an actual vagina?
I guess. If you're a sick perv, I can see them going for it. Here's check this out, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, look. It's actually.
Are we putting this up? This
I don't know. Like, probably not if you're.
It's like a goat's ear.
This is a go-to situation where something's kind of spreading.
Oh, why'd you pick that one?
I don't know. Could you
just get a regular one?
Yeah, just pick
one?
A closed one. That's what I have here. You don't need that.
Jeez.
What am I seeing? You have to see it.
So, apparently this guy has some sort of horse fetish. Now, we've all heard of Mr. Hands. You remember Mr.
Yes.
Hands? This Mr. Hands was a little different. Mr. Hands was a video that was going around in the early days of the internet. Back when we would walk uphill both ways to school, right? In the snow. What is it, Douchey?
I was laughing. He picked a different picture.
Just Mike, was that you?
Here's the horse vagina. Laughing?
That's the one I picked. Yes, that's the one I'm talking about. That's about 5 to 7 inches from top to bottom.
Wow. So wait, so that's okay, so I just want to make sure I'm so looking
gross.
So at the top is the horse anus, right?
Right.
Okay. And that right below the tail. So they're lifting up the tail here. And then that's the horse vagina there below.
God.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Are you turned on? Is anybody turned on?
I didn't feel it move yet, but you know,
right.
a little
drinking,
bit of time perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, this is different than Mr. Hands. Mr. Hands was the opposite. Mr. Hands was into male horses. And Mr. Hands was not the giver. He was the taker. And so he would somehow get the horse to mount him. And male horses are quite large. And this male horse had sex with Mr. Hands. Why he was called Mr. Hands, I don't know.
That was a horse's name?
Are you sure?
No, I'm asking you.
No, it was.
That's
the guy's name.
It's
the guy. Yeah.
Oh, I thought in horse races they have weird names,
mm-hmm.
like Santa's sleigh or whatever. I thought the horse's name was Mr. Hands.
Now, Mr. Hands, the guy, I guess, bent over, and he received sex from the male horse, and it perforated his colon or something. I don't know what it did.
Came out of his mouth.
All right.
And he died from it. I don't think he died right there on the spot. I think he died later.
I don't think it was from that time. I think it was.
No. I think it was. What?
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was doing this all the time.
Yeah, he had numerous videos, but the last one
was the final.
Yeah.
Tear.
Yeah, 2005. It was one of the most read stories on the newspaper when they published this.
Yeah.
Most read.
Kenneth Pinion was the guy's name. He was an engineer who worked for Boeing. I'm just reading this off of Wikipedia up in the Seattle area. And James Tate, who's a truck driver, and some other identified men. James Tate, I think, was the cameraman. So he would like videotape Kenneth Pinion receiving anal from a giant horse. And
who was this Taint guy? Was his friend or
Tate?
Tate?
I guess they were involved in animal porn videos, and they would put those on the internet. Let's see here. Mr. Hands' video, it was after his death, a video circulated of him having anal intercourse, receptive anal intercourse with a horse. It was known as Mr. Hands or Two Guys, One Horse. There's also an alternative name for it. And so this is a little different. This guy is having sex with female horses, and he's still on the loose, still out there. He is, I guess, they'll catch him, probably through that DNA from the rape kit. Would you have sex with a horse if someone paid you, Dieter?
No. I'm not going to say yes.
$10 million.
No. No, that is sick.
$10 million.
You would?
For $10 million?
And then we might tape it and put it out there?
No, no, no.
Oh, it's just...
No, it's going to be... Can only on DVD it? For collectors in Australia, right?
Somebody can watch if they're on a boat for a long time. They can just watch this video.
Exactly. You promise it won't be. You guarantee me it won't be on the internet.
Are you saying because get pounded by a horse?
No.
I'm What's saying your price give, on that?
There's no price because that guy died. That would kill you.
You ever stand behind a horse? The smell that comes from their ass.
Oh, just even going to like a horse farm.
Yeah.
Now, I know if you're into horses, I'm sure they're beautiful animals, and they're majestic. Intelligent, yes. Majestic, all that. Yes, of course.
The gallop and all that.
But I will just tell you that they stink.
Yeah,
you're used to the stink because you're around the stink every day.
Love it.
You like the smell of horses? Don't get
manure. No, feces.
I love horse manure smell.
I'm going to bring a plate in tomorrow. Yeah. Horse manure. Let's sit here right next to you.
You don't love that.
For my daughter's birthday party one year, we had a horse party, so the kids were able to groom the horses and do all that stuff.
I've been to one of those parties.
And for a couple summers ago, my kid did a horse camp where she spent like 2 weeks there, and they learn how to take care of the horse, and they groom them, they clean the poop, they ride them.
There's flies everywhere because they crap all over the place, and you love the smell.
Yes, I love it. Part of it.
Oh, no, it's disgusting. One time I went to a horse farm and I go, oh, this is this smells.
You're not
stinks.
Normal. You're just clean freak.
Most people don't like living in a barnyard.
Horses are gorgeous.
If people liked this, they would just lay on hay and in a barn around all the wild animals, but they don't.
It is hot.
Because it's disgusting. Oh, and there's just bugs and...
Yeah, there's flies everywhere.
Spiders.
But for $10 million, still, Dieter, I think $10 million, you wouldn't do it. $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so wait.
$100 million, yeah, of course.
Are you kidding me? Why $100 million but not $10 million? $50
million? Yeah, $50 I would do. $10 just seems too low.
You're 11. Telling me $10 million you wouldn't
10's
do it.
$10's too low, man.
$50 you'd have such lowers, but not $10.
$50 we're talking.
Yes. What about 50 and, like, it's illegal and you have to spend a couple years in prison for having sex with a horse?
No, I don't want any prison.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to know you as the horse effer.
But the rich horse effer.
What does that mean?
No. No, they're going to take it out on you.
$10 million, Charlie, would you do it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
For $10 million, I think. I don't want to hurt the horse. It seems like it doesn't hurt the horse.
I've seen what you're packing. Maybe, you're not hurting anything.
Maybe the mental trauma or something. As someone says here, nay means nay. And, you don't.
You should have just let that one go.
No, that's good. Yeah, it says here that Mr. Hand's horse didn't get hurt at all. But that Mr. Hand's guy, and they were urging him, go to the hospital. They knew something was wrong. He was bleeding everywhere. He's like, my stomach's killing me. He goes, I don't want to lose my job. I'm working at Boeing. They're going to find out about this. I'm not going to the hospital.
Oh, they found out.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
he died.
Right.
Well, couldn't you somehow?
No, he said it was such an unusual internal injury. What can we make up that caused this? He slipped and fell on a bedpost or something. There was nothing.
The old hot dog in the sofa.
Yeah. But maybe something very large. That he could actually fall on it and tell the hospital.
Well, you just say, I am into weird fetish gay dildo sex
Did
or something.
You see, there's a picture of this guy.
Okay, this is weird
his
now.
Face?
Look who he looks like. Who does he look like?
Mr. Jeffrey? Hands?
Jeffrey?
No.
Oh.
No, this is the horse guy that they're on the lookout for.
Oh, they're looking for this guy.
Who does
this
he
is
look
the
like?
Guy. This is in the recent. This is so he's standing on top of a
ladder.
Step ladder.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Yes. We're searching for Patrick Mahomes.
Look at the boots he's wearing, too.
He says pants down. I mean, that's crazy.
Boots.
So he's standing on a little step ladder.
Right.
Wow.
He's got a blue fleece on. You think he's wearing a Sunday best for this?
I mean, that is.
I hope they catch
that's
that
wild.
Guy.
That's wild.
That's gross.
All right.
Like now, works out.
Apparently, this Blue Origin thing, they're all strapped in,
Uh-oh.
They're
What's
in
wrong?
The capsule.
Can we actually see the launch?
15
well,
minutes?
Well, it's 15 minutes away, okay. And their whole it seems to be on hold for some reason.
Somebody's backing out.
So it's supposed to be 9 a.m. that they were launching, but now you can see, I guess what this H means is hold time. So it's at T minus 15 minutes.
They've been holding for 5 minutes?
They've been holding for 5
minutes. Oh, right, no. Right. Dieter's right.
Something's going on. Somebody's like, I don't know if I want to do this. Can you just let me out?
This makes it worse, like, right? Because you when they go, okay, you're going to wait, now you're like, oh, man. It gives you more time to be strapped in and think about it. And
right. You should, once you get strapped in, go. They should let you take off.
What if they cancel this?
No, you can't. Not after the hype. And they have to do it today. Isn't today the anniversary
of
walking on the moon? So that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, why aren't they talking on this webcast? Is something going wrong where they're going to have to cancel this thing?
Oh, no.
And scrub it? Everything just looks... It just looks
tape.
So
it looks
homemade.
Like duct tape.
Yeah, it just doesn't look...
I'm scared.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that Virgin...
Thank
I didn't watch
again,
that Virgin
one. Joining us live from West Texas for New Shepard's first human flight. We are at T-minus 15 minutes. We are in a brief hold here. This is okay. I mean, to say, Gary, you can appreciate this. We spent years designing this rocket, months and months designing the mission. And if we need to take a couple of minutes more to make sure that the team is aligned, that we're all set and sorted, that our astronauts are happy, that the weather both on the ground and up aloft is within green zones, then we're going to do that. How do you guys think about holds when you're in mission control? What is happening right now?
There's really two kinds of holds. There might be a hold while they investigate an anomaly, and very often that is not the case, though. There are sometimes holds just to catch up in the timeline. The thing about New Shepard that's distinct from orbital vehicles that you might have seen is that we don't need to launch at a precise time to meet some launch window because we're trying to intercept something in space. We have a lot of time. We can take our time. It's better to pause and hold if there's any reason to, if there's a sensor reading that you want to investigate or you just want to catch up in time. So that's why we tend to take these holds. Otherwise, we bias to launching as soon as possible so we don't otherwise have a lot of buffer.
All right, so maybe we'll see Bezos launch when we come back. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
An iHeartRadio station.
Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Wake your punk ass up. Come on.
Wake up!
We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Alright, this watch this Blue Origin thing in a few minutes. They're supposedly going to launch in about 6 minutes. Oh, Jeff Bezos going into space. You predict, Dieter, everything will go as planned?
No, it's going to be some kind of hiccup.
You think so?
Somebody will back out. They're going to open the door and they're going to sneak somebody out. Rover, something. Bezos is going to pay somebody to come in, like a body double. There's going to be some kind of switch because he doesn't want to do this. He realized, I have all the money in the world. Why the hell am I risking my life for this? What's the point?
Oh, it's a thrill of a lifetime if they pull this off.
Yeah.
He has all the money. He doesn't need that.
All right, so would you launch yourself up on this thing, Dieter?
Well, I don't trust this. No way. No. There's no way in hell I'm going to space.
So I'm going to pay you $10 million. Do you choose to have sex with the horse or choose to launch up on this rocket?
I thought you were going to go there. Horse. I'm picking the horse, man. Any day of the week.
Really?
I don't trust this. That thing, there's duct tape all over that thing.
It does look
cheap. I would take the horse if there's no money involved. If you're saying fly in space on this thing or have sex with a horse, I'd have sex with a horse.
Oh, I think I would choose flying in space. I think
flying in space is one thing. This machine.
That one, the Blue Origin, you don't trust that one?
Nobody's seen fly before. Yeah.
So it looks like a HVAC, big dong. Yeah. HVAC pipes all over the place and duct tape. It was like they just threw it together last night.
I still think if Jeff Bezos is going on this thing, he must have vetted this. He must have I mean, he started this company. He must be pretty confident that this will go off without a hitch. Him and his brother both on.
Is that why they put the backup plan that they could just parachute out of it and detach it? Because they don't have faith in it.
I don't even know if that's true.
Oh, I heard that.
So yeah. you,
if something goes wrong, there's an explosion. That thing will just detach and they'll parachute down and be safe.
Well, how's it? An explosion is an explosion. How do you know that it wouldn't?
It can
rip that thing to shreds. There wouldn't be a big hole in the bottom of that capsule if this rocket explodes. How do they stop the rocket from destroying the capsule?
It's like blast proof.
No,
that
seems hard to believe.
Put the video up. I want to just at least see.
There it is.
What are we?
Three and a half minutes.
Yeah, but the capsule detaches anyway.
No, but earlier, if it's going up and explodes, I think it could take the blast and just come down right away. The parachute will open and they'll come right back down. And they have three forms of training. You want to hear this?
Okay.
Hear this? Fire response,
mm-hmm.
emergency mask usage, so you can put a mask on, and how to exit the spacecraft in a hurry. That's their three forms of training.
That's not much training.
That's it.
That's it.
Fire, a mask, and how to get out in a hurry.
Do you know that I was just reading something about, do you remember the golfer Payne Stewart who was killed on a private jet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy with the socks.
Yeah, yeah.
The passed out plane?
He'd wear those little, what do they call, knickerbockers? I don't know. So he would, he was on a plane, a private plane, flying from, I think, from Florida to Texas. And after a few minutes, they lost contact with the plane. And so after a while, they then, maybe 30 minutes or something, they happen to have some fighter jets, some military jets, and they go, why don't you check out we've lost contact with this plane. So they go, they fly, and they go, well, we don't see any, it's flying. It's at 40,000 feet, but the windows are all blocked out. We can't see in, and the cockpit windows appear to be frosted over. So then they followed it. They have various Air Force planes that follow this. And they, by the way, we're 2 minutes away on this flight. And it turns out that they had some sort of decompression event where the...
something's just happening.
Oh, it's John moving.
Robert, speed up that story, dude.
It just moved away from the...
Well, the walkway is moving away from the rocket.
We are about to go
guy's hand
everybody.
Holding. Did you see his hand holding? Under the railing? No. It was all tense.
Is that the brother?
Creep.
We are in auto sequence.
It's auto sequence now.
Oh, God. About a minute
auto
and a half.
Sequence.
I would be trying to rip that door open.
There's no way.
Oh, look, that's why they panned away. Somebody could jump out right now.
Oh, so you think they're...
out the back door. Why is this such a faraway shot? Go back to with the close-up.
That is a good point. Why aren't they close up?
Because it's a rocket is about to blast off and fire is going to go everywhere.
Can't you zoom in on a camera, the zoom button?
Yeah.
That's like a model toy.
When the check occurs and the engine swings, they should actually be able to feel it in the cabin because it will sway the stack back and forth.
There go the aft fin checks.
That looks so bootleg, doesn't it?
It's all rusty. The screws half screwed in.
There you see the engine gimbal check just peeking out at the base of the rocket.
Oh, no.
There's tinfoil all on the wires. That's the best you can do?
Man, that looks... 45 seconds. Oh, you can watch along with us on RMGTV.
Right, here we go, everybody. Thousands of people contributed years to this historic moment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Blue Origin's first human flight. Godspeed, first crew of New Shepard. Let's light this candle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Why not show them in the cockpit?
Now, this thing must fall away, right? This whatever this hose is, does that detach or does
it has to
guidance internal?
Yeah, why aren't they showing inside the capsule? They have the footage of that, right?
Zoom in, right? This is fun.
But they probably have a camera in the capsule.
7, 6, 5, 4. Command engine start.
If it doesn't
2,
go,
1.
And New Shepard has cleared the tower on our way to space with our first human crew. Go, Jeff, go, Mark, go, Wally, go, Oliver. You are going to space. Thanks.
it just looks so different than a regular rocket launch, doesn't it?
It looks like a flying penis. There's no.
Yeah, it does look like a flying penis.
Yeah, those fins at the bottom really look like a.
What?
Balls. Oh my goodness! Listen to the roar of the BE-3 engine. We are just about to pass through max Q, maximum dynamic pressure. That was when the stresses on the vehicle are at their maximum.
Hell yeah, let's light this
Max
candle.
Max Q is confirmed.
So they're at 27,000 feet.
Engine.
God, liquid this ship is terrible.
And liquid oxygen as the propellant. It's a nice, not just clean in terms of beautifully performing, but what comes out of it, it's steam, right? Whew. To see the,
what are they going to 65,000 feet?
The glow
65
of,
miles.
The engine underneath miles. The rocket just under our shoulders, and to know that we've got a crew that is going to space, it just feels
how bad
different.
Do you think those guys are crapping their pants right now? Now, they're a minute and a half in, so do you think they're feeling like, okay, we survived?
Right,
the most scared you would be at the beginning, right?
The G-force has to be crazy right now. They're going 1,500 miles an hour.
The screen there.
So if you get to like 350,000 feet.
Their skin just like melting off their face like that guy in RoboCop.
I bet you passed out.
No.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey passed out just from doing, just being in a regular airplane.
Seriously, I bet you for sure they're passed out.
All right, coming 2,000
miles an hour.
Main engine cut off.
Halfway there.
Followed shortly.
Topped out at
by
two.
By separation. And at that point, after separation, we're going to let the astronauts unbuckle and take in the freedoms of zero G. There is Miko. Main engine cut off. A beautiful shot down the New Shepard rocket. Look at that view.
Wow.
So there's the capsule. You can just barely see this thing. It's at...
Unreal.
235,000.
What's that?
Wait, did the capsule separate?
They're weightless now.
Okay.
So they have like 4 minutes of weightlessness? Is that what they said?
They're waiting for a separation of the capsule?
No, no. It's separated.
No, it's not.
They're waiting.
No, no. What?
Yes.
Oh, really? I thought it was already separated.
And here we are. You can start to see. Stand by. You're going to see the separation of the capsule from the booster itself.
We hope. Are we?
What did you say? Snits 350,000?
350, around. For 65 miles? Yeah.
What if this thing doesn't separate?
Well, it probably has to get to a peak, right? And then it separates?
The speed is...
Who's
that?
This is the people inside.
No, really?
And there we go. Our astronauts have passed the Kármán line at about 328,000 feet, continuing their ascent. You see the two vehicles there. When the speed hits zero, you know that they've hit apogee. They're maximum.
Look, it's now going like 0 miles per hour now. They're at the top.
Quite an experience.
All my instincts are fucked.
Okay, I have
to
talk back.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Do you think it's annoying to be on there with, like, this grandma?
Mm-hmm. She's probably the coolest one, actually.
Oh, yeah, right.
So they're starting to come back down already.
Yeah.
That's it. Did they separate?
Yeah. I never saw it.
I never saw it either.
Yeah, it's the...
That's the two different things.
Right.
So it's attached?
The top and the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that diagram, it showed that...
Yeah!
1 minute warning. 1 minute warning.
What's that?
I think they go, you got to get back in your seat because they're still weightless, but now you have to strap back into your seat.
Probably.
They're going fast, and yet they're coming down, altitude-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you also go fast on the way back down, too, dude.
So they never get to actual zero gravity?
No, they were at zero G.
No, but that's
G.
Because they reached a peak. They never actually made it to space where...
No, they're at zero G right now.
That's just the arc, though. They never made it to space where they're just floating, right?
Yeah, they're out of their seats floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but from the Ark. Like that plane you can take. There's that puke plane you can take.
Right. That goes in the...
It goes up and down, up and down.
Way, yeah, that's...
Is that what they're doing, basically?
Yes.
So they never actually made it to space where you're just floating.
No, I thought that's what the point was. They broke or they're in, they crossed over that Kármán line. That's what that thing is. They're actually
I'm asking
space.
You guys. You tell me.
I believe so.
So is that the parachute that's out already?
Oh, yeah, you're right, Rover.
Or is that
it's
the...
It's floating back.
Oliver, status perfect.
God, they're going really fast.
No, that's the booster.
That's, okay, so that's the booster rocket falling back down.
Oh, it's what we thought was a parachute is actually the capsule.
Yeah, yeah.
Copy, astronaut demo.
Astronaut demo, in my seat.
Copy, astronaut Bezos.
Copy, astronaut Bezos.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, you know, every NASA astronaut is so pissed off that you could just become a quote-unquote like astronaut now.
Never separated.
Yeah, it doesn't... Because that's still attached, isn't it?
Yeah.
Copy.
No, no, that's the head is off of that thing now.
Oh, I thought the whole thing was. I didn't realize that only...
like the big windows you don't see. Yeah, just the tip.
Thank
you
again, everybody, for joining us live for our first human flight on New Shepard. So far, a nominal flight. Our booster is about to return to its landing pad. There we see engine relight. The sonic boom.
Well, that's kind of neat.
That looks
it
fake.
It does. That looks like CGI right there. And on the way up, it looked fake, too, in the background.
It did.
It totally did. And they're never showing them inside. Where's the camera inside the...
Wow.
That's
and
awesome.
Booster touchdown. Welcome back,
that was
New
great.
Shepard. Uh-oh. Is it on fire
that
or is that normal?
Rocket that provided a beautiful flight to space.
Maybe that's normal. A little flame out at the end.
What? First up, your booster has landed.
That's
wow. That was cool, Rover.
All right, okay. So here's the capsule coming back down.
And they're at 16,000 feet still.
And there it is, our crew capsule with our four crew members on board.
You have a very happy crew up here, I want you to know.
Where's the parachute?
I think 10,000 feet.
If that thing doesn't pop out.
Does it have like little stabilizers keeping it from just tumbling all over? Is that what it is? Like,
good point.
8,000 feet? When's this thing going to open?
Stand by drogues. Stand by drogues.
Oh, right there. 6,000 feet.
Those are little.
That doesn't look real either.
Stand by.
No. What if this whole thing is falling?
I'm telling you, Bezos is pulling a fast one.
Wait a second. These things are going to...
Oh,
so there's some bigger ones.
A nominal flight. Oh. Here comes the crew capsule.
That looks fake.
Totally fake.
Fake.
I mean, I'm dead serious. This looks just like the animation they provided.
Our rocket went over Mach 3, and now they're coming floating back down at just about 15
so
or 16 miles an hour, about to join us home back here in West Texas after having gone over the Kármán line, the internationally recognized line of space. The world's
now,
newest wow. astronaut.
They wait till pretty low. It was like 6,000, 7,000 feet or something
yeah.
before the parachute deployed.
Wow. And those big, beautiful windows.
I've just got about a minute and a half of floating before the activation of the skirt jet for a soft touchdown. At this point, there are sensors on board that are detecting how high they are above the ground, multiple sensors. And just 6 feet above the ground, that cushion of air will puff. And they will have a soft touchdown, almost like just sitting in a chair.
Now that you've seen this, would you do it?
But I'm sure their adrenaline
still
is
no.
pumping.
I wouldn't.
I don't believe it. How come they're not waving in the windows?
Well, we need to see them coming out of it.
Yeah,
but that could be what? See if they cut away, Snitz.
That's what I'm saying.
If there's a movie cut, nobody's waving right now. Wouldn't you be at the windows going, hey?
Oh, crap. Oh, look at that drone. Oh, God. Okay, so 6 feet, the cushion comes out. Oh, God. Where it's 50 feet.
And touchdown. Welcome back, New Shepard's first human crew. What?
Those dummies are moving. Crash, that's dummies sitting
all
there.
All their backs broke.
Why are they moving? Go.
That's what interesting.
Cut. Are they cut? Is that a cut?
No, they have
that was a cutaway.
They haven't moved.
I know. Oh, that's a crash test dummy in a blue outfit.
That's kind of weird.
Hands aren't moving. No, head's not moving.
Thank you so much for everyone there.
Well, they're all talking, screaming, but not moving.
Well, they're on a soundstage, Charlie.
You have a very heavy Capcom here.
That
well.
Is so fake.
Let's do a status check. Astronaut Oliver.
We better see that guy move. I mean,
yeah,
come
this
on.
Is.
Control FM over. Status correct.
Copy. Astronaut.
Cut away! Cut away! What the hell was that? Major cutaway.
Unbelievably good.
Oh.
Copy.
Dude, that guy's not moving. His hand's not even moving.
Blue Control Bezos, best day ever.
Oh, yeah. Such a loser.
Copy, everyone. Go ahead and remain in your seats. Crew member 7 is on their way. Shortly, you will hear the capsule off-gassing.
Chick's not bad.
Now the guy just moved there, you
yeah,
see.
After a major cutaway. After
they
moved
the guy they cut away, they move the guy. They take the dummy out. They bury the dummy.
Are they right. underground? Is that what it is? There's a tunnel operation happening underneath?
Oh, that's
underneath?
Probably true, yeah.
That was so bad.
Interesting. Or is it like at Disneyland where like they have those animatronic guys?
Yeah.
And just moves
the whole
a little
presidents.
Bit.
Yeah,
the arm moved.
Wow.
Yeah, why is the window frosted?
First
right, she can't see.
Your apogee was 351,210 feet.
Huh. All right. Well, there you go.
We have to see them. Let's see them get out.
Was there anything while we're waiting for that? Do you have anything in the news you have to get to?
No, we're good.
Well, that was sort of to kill time waiting for them to get out, you idiot.
Oh, I thought you were going into Tech Tuesday.
No. I've...
This guy still hasn't moved his arm.
Dude, do you have any news stories? Since we didn't do a shizzy
sure.
at 9 o'clock, do
yeah,
you have any news stories?
I would
stories?
Love to, Rover.
Okay,
Jets assistant coach has been hospitalized in critical condition after a bicycle accident, according to reports. Greg Knapp, a longtime NFL assistant, who joined the Jets in January as their passing game coordinator. He is currently fighting for his life in California in the hospital after he was struck by a motorist while he was riding his bike. He's only 58 years old, and he is hospitalized currently. So, do you remember that the bomb squad or a bomb explosion that happened in Los Angeles where they had all those fireworks and the huge explosion happened, and everyone was like, what? What was the cause of that explosion?
Right, yeah.
They have now come back and they said Los Angeles bomb technicians said that they miscalculated the weight of the homemade fireworks in that load.
How do you miscalculate that?
It was a containment chamber that resulted in that catastrophic explosion that ended up injuring 17 people.
So it was supposed to be able to, the containment thing is supposed to be able to hold like 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And they go, we only put 200 pounds in there.
They miscalculated.
They put 20,000 or something on accident?
Yeah. So here comes the...
Pretty much exactly where we predicted. That's how they can get to it so quickly. They start moving even before it landed based on
now the
on
guy's
the prediction
moving
of landing.
After they cut away and...
Weather balloons that we launched throughout the morning, and that gives us a very good idea of where it will land, which is within 1,000 feet. What you're seeing that they're doing right now is Kevin Sproul, crew member 7, is just making sure everybody is okay and gives them a thumbs up. They're also grounding the vehicle. When you go into space, you could accumulate pretty significant electric charge. That's actually why we prefer that the astronauts not get out themselves, so that we can ground the vehicle of static charge, which can be quite strong.
Huh. Excellent. And I think there that Kevin Sprogue, our crew member 7, has given the thumbs up for all of our...
This
our,
whole thing is... I mean, he just ran out with like a drill.
Yeah, it is. It is just... I don't know. And then this guy's like carrying a little
blue carrying ladder.
Carrying a little, like, step ladder out there to get... Yeah, it is just... our best day ever, and we didn't even get to go up to space. All right, I've got to take a break.
Oh, you're not going to wait to see them come out? They're coming out.
Are they coming out right now?
They're unscrewing the pod.
All right, in the meantime...
Do you have more news
stories? No, just nothing. in the meantime, we will get to Tech Tuesday in just a few minutes. You can give us a call if you have a problem, a tech problem, something's not working properly. Give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. If you saw something in the news that's tech-related, you want to talk about that, 866-967-6837. Or if you are making a tech purchase and you want to talk about that, get some advice, get some guidance, 866-YO-ROVER.
They're unscrewing the door.
Who comes out first? Bezos?
Yeah, he has to.
Oh, the lady.
Or is he
first.
The last?
Should be the grandma first.
Look at this thing.
Cameras.
Again,
ready.
I didn't watch that Virgin Galactic thing. I was on vacation. Did that look any better? Did you guys watch
it? I didn't
watch
that. I just love they're holding it down with a rope now. Jeff.
Thumbs up.
But just like workers holding the rope.
He's like, put your hat on.
Put your cowboy hat on.
For whatever reason, he wants to become a cowboy. He's got to keep that image going.
Get him out.
I got to take a break here.
We're going to milk this. What are they waiting for?
Gary, the architect of New Shepard. Congratulations to you, man.
Congratulations.
Give me a hug. This is just
terrible. Wow. Like she did it.
Again, thank you everybody for joining us live for our first human flight of New Shepard.
All right, the stairs are ready.
Our four astronauts went to space and back, topping over 350,000 feet.
You think there's activity going on with the capsule?
They dug a hole there. They took the dummies out. They put the Jeff Bezos in.
Look at David Copperfield to work on this.
Yeah.
To switch it out underneath.
Matt, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Rover. Hey. I'm just wondering why nobody's pointing out how much Dieter sounds like the news guy, with his imitation voice.
The news guy? Which one?
That news guy.
The Kermit the Frog guy.
Oh.
The guy that's doing the science guy talking.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize Dieter's phony voice is
the science guy sounds like
a couple people called in saying that.
Oh, who's that? Bezos first. Doesn't let the lady off. Then the 18-year-old. Then the grandma.
Then the old lady.
Dude, there's not that much emotion here. I don't know.
You think it's all phony?
Look at the brothers just like, oh yeah, I went to space.
Well, they were only there for 5 seconds.
Still, the fact that they did it, Robert. Wouldn't you be doing cartwheels and going crazy?
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah, do they get to call themselves astronauts now?
Yeah, they keep calling them astronauts. Yeah. And I think a real astronaut has got to be... I think they've got to put a stop to this and go, wait, you're not an astronaut. That's not a real astronaut.
Are you paid to go up there? And 2 days of training. Yeah, that was it.
14 hours, you said? 14 hours of training.
God, it's so weird to see the other guys with cowboy hats on. Like, they saw Jeff Bezos do it, and, like, the VP of Blue Origin's like, should I do this too? I mean, is this our thing now? And then they have to make that decision.
It's like when you watch an Apple presentation.
Yeah.
Everybody's wearing the same outfit.
Yeah.
Like, was it unbuttoned? Shirt today? Okay, this is what we got to do.
All right, I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will be on in just a minute for Tech Tuesday. If you have a question or a problem, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back. When my train rolls in, it goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost, but now I'm just blind. All in one. Buzzard Radio. Radio.
transmissions leave the Earth and travel forever. Eventually, a distant alien civilization will hear the immortal words,
"Dougie, I had a diarrhea accident."
We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, it's Tuesday. We haven't done Tech Tuesday in a while because we were on vacation. Let's check in with Dan Costa. If you have a question, a tech question, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Let's get started.
We have the technology.
Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. Dan Costa is the editor-in-chief of PCMag.com, and he joins us now. Good morning, Dan. How are you, buddy?
I am doing very well. How are you doing today, Rover?
I'm doing all right. So, what's big in tech news today?
Well, I think you guys were watching it just like me. Jeff Bezos just went to space, had a cup of coffee, turned around, came right back.
Yes. It's very short.
On the ground.
Yeah. Is this, you know, they call these guys astronauts. Are they really astronauts? Because if I worked for NASA and I was an astronaut, I'd be pissed off about that.
Yeah, I think it's a generous title. They're very much passengers on this particular flight, and it's also very short. One of the people that was supposed to be on the flight, they held this auction. I think it was $28 million. They auctioned off a seat on this flight, and then whoever won the auction decided that they had a scheduling conflict and couldn't make the flight. I'm like, what is this person doing? They paid $28 million to get to get a seat, and then they've got like a dentist appointment they can't reschedule?
Yeah, I think, Dan, that there's more to that story. I think that for whatever reason, they vetted that person, and they didn't want that person on the first flight. Whoever it is, they didn't want the person because of some sort of controversy or... You know, they knew Jeffrey Epstein back in the day, or whatever the case may be. There's something, obviously, that maybe your reporters can dig more into that, because there's something there.
Yeah, there's definitely something there. It just doesn't smell right, and I think that there's definitely going to be some digging into that.
All right, what else is big in tech news?
Well, there's a new app that just launched. They're doing it. They're trying to be kind of quiet about it, but a lot of us in the tech press have caught wind of it. It's called Holo. It's a messaging app that's designed to compete with WhatsApp and basically offer an encrypted messaging solution. It'll only work with, you'll have to know somebody's cell phone number in order to communicate with them. So it's sort of this redefinition of social media. There'll be no ads. There'll be no tracking. Every message will be encrypted, and it's really designed to sort of present an alternative to the Facebook-dominated messaging model, and I think it's pretty exciting. And the reason it's got a chance is that it's actually designed by some of the executives from WhatsApp, the original WhatsApp. So it's got some great engineering talent, some good business minds, and hopefully they can build it in a way that Facebook doesn't mess it up this time.
What is the... So what's wrong with WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, it's owned by Facebook. They have advertisements built into it, and it can be, Facebook is using it to track user behavior. Mm-hmm. So it's just part of the ad-driven ecosystem where Facebook makes all of its money, and it's just you are the product when you use a Facebook product. And if this is, we need some alternatives to that. Otherwise, we're going to be trapped in a Facebook world forever.
All right. Let's take some questions. 866-YO-ROVER. If you have a question for Dan Costa for Tech Tuesday, let's go to LC, I think is the person's name. That's what I think it is. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rover. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I have a question about the new Samsung Fold Z3 that's supposed to come out on the 11th of August. A lot of rumors are saying that it's taken over the Note series. I am a truck driver, but I also work with the deaf, and I use the Note very prestigious. If this is the case, should I go ahead and graduate to that, or should I just wait and see if another Note will come out?
The Samsung Galaxy Z4. Fold 3. All right. So Dan, do you know anything about this? Are they going to start only making folds as opposed to the notes? What are you hearing? And are these ready, these folds, ready for prime time?
Yeah, so this will be the third generation of Samsung's foldable phones. They're having a big event in a couple of weeks, Samsung Unpacked. This is when they generally release a new Note. The Note is a very successful product. I suspect they're going to have both on the market. The Note is has got a loyal, dedicated fan base. It's got the stylus that's integrated, that's important for a lot of users. And I also think it's going to be going to the Fold 3 is just going to be super expensive. Those phones, to build those foldable screens drives up the cost a lot. I'd be surprised if it was a full switch. Maybe eventually it could happen, but I think the Note's still going to be on the market for a while. And then in terms of the foldable designs, like, they are getting better. The first couple of generations we were like, look, don't, it's not worth the money. It's going to wear out and it's going to crease right at that folding point. They are getting better. They're just super expensive. And, they're very cool. But they're very, at this point, you're paying a substantial premium for that foldable screen. And most people don't really need it. The phone screens are already big enough. So, we'll see when it comes out. We'll see what the price point is. But I suspect the Note will still be on the market for a while.
All right, let's go to Brian in North Carolina. You're on Tech Tuesday with Dan Costa. Go ahead, Brian.
Morning, guys. Hey, Dan. So I left my job, and I have to return my computer because I've been working from home. And the company's been really just dicking me around, which is why I left. So is there a way to, like, factory reset the computer when I turned it in so they don't get any of my work? Or so they can't even salvage it.
Mm-hmm. What?
What do you got on that?
Yeah. What do you have on there that you don't want?
Well,
them
I wish
to
it
find?
Was porn, but it's not. It's just it's a lot of data spreadsheets and just a lot of work that I put in that.
You don't want them to have because you hate that
they don't
company.
Deserve to get.
Yeah. Screw them.
Screw them.
Right. All right, Dan. What do you recommend he do?
Yeah, so it triggers me a little bit because I had an employee like maybe 10 years ago who left, and I didn't think he was that unhappy, but he wiped his system before he left, and we lost probably 5 years worth of test data because he decided to wipe his system before he before
Brian's
he left.
Like, yeah, that way to go, yeah.
So sounds like a good dude.
Yeah.
But so it's built into Windows. You can go into your settings and you go to, ironically, you go to recovery and you can reset your Windows system, and basically just start over and it'll overwrite the hard drive, and nothing will be left and nothing will be salvageable. And then it'll just boot like a Windows system, which is the right thing to do, since your employer owns the system. But, it's built into Windows. It's really easy to do. If you type, factory reset a Windows 10, and PC Mag, you can see our tutorial that'll walk you through the steps.
So Dan, what on yours? I mean, you guys employ all these tech experts and whatnot. So he reset his laptop. You guys lose a bunch of data. This is like probably pre-cloud computing. Now you don't have people that can recover that from, even though he reset the system and the hard drive, isn't it still somehow all on there still somehow?
Yeah, not if you overwrite it. There's the quick and dirty way of just dragging it to the trash and hitting empty, but if you overwrite the hard drive, the information gets overwritten and it can't be reclaimed. The thing is, if this was a lab test computer, in the lab, like, all the analysts have their own gear set up. They've got their own network set up. It's kind of the Wild West in the lab, so there's no IT management. We let people sort of build and work with whatever they want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of it's our own doing that we were a little bit casual with our security and backup protocols. But it hasn't happened since. It was an isolated incident with one disgruntled employee.
He was the only disgruntled employee that PCMag.com has ever had.
Ever.
I'm sure. Because why Dan Costa is such a great boss. Yeah. Now, here is a question. Someone emailed me. Mark says that he He listens on our pack on our podcast, so he doesn't listen live. So it's hard to call into Tech Tuesday, obviously. So he has a question. He has two Samsung TVs in his living room. They're about 5 years apart in age. He sent a picture, but I don't think. Oh, there it is. So he has on one TV, he has RMG TV, and on his other TV, he has a PS4. And he says that the remote for the TV on the left only works on the TV on the left, but the remote for the TV on the right will control both TVs at once. He wants to know if he gets two separate universal remotes, can he program them individually so they only control one TV? He doesn't, he wants to, you know, the one remote control only works for the one TV. That's what he's want. That's what he wants, but the TV on the right, that remote control is controlling both TVs, turning it on and off or switching inputs. He doesn't want that. He wants one remote for each TV. Now, it's an interesting question. There are all these various remote codes that the TVs have, and if you had to program in the universal remote, like Samsung might have 15 different remote codes. I don't know. So, do you know the answer to that, Dan?
Yeah, that's fascinating. Like, it's usually it's people want to do the exact opposite, which is definitely odd. There is a way to do this, and you got to dig into some help documents on the web. Cora's got a long thread about this, but you can do this by like by changing the infrared channel that you're using, but. I'm trying to think of the individual of a universal remote that would have this built in, and they generally only have one setting for connecting to the TV. But I would look for a universal remote that actually offers this as a feature, because I don't think it's standard. You're not going to be able to do it with just any remote. You're going to need to dig into the features and see if it's actually supported by the remote.
And even if he doesn't get the universal remote, maybe if there is, if like you say, there's a different IR channel, maybe he can do it with his existing remotes and somehow just set that one on the right, the TV on the right that's controlling both. Somehow, I don't know. This seems like one of those problems that's very annoying, and there's no easy way to track down a fix for that. All right, Dan, what do you have at PCMag.com right now that people would be interested in checking out?
Well, we've got the replay. If you want to watch the replay of the Jeff Bezos launch, I think everybody's working from home took a break and actually watched it live. But our lead story is 11 essential apps for protecting your privacy online. We'll go from VPNs to browser plugins to all the different ways you want. If they're doing anything online that you don't want Facebook and Google to know about, or your ISP or your significant other, these are the apps that can protect you.
All right, go check that out at PCMag.com. Dan, as always, I appreciate it, my man.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Dan Costa. Seven Dust is coming on September 7th to the Agora. And if you're caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, I'll give you a pair of tickets to see them. For the info, go to agoracleveland.com. But caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. I will give you a pair of tickets to see Seven Dust. The Aftermath is starting on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live what's on the way.
We're going to talk more about Jeff Bezos shooting himself up into space.
Dan always calls him Bezos. Isn't it Bezos?
I always thought it was Bezos, too. That's why I said
it. Sounded funny when he said it.
Yeah, he always calls him Bezos.
But he's kind of in the know, so I don't really think I want to argue with Dan Costa about tech stuff. And he's a tech guru, you know?
Guru?
Guru.
It's Jeffrey.
Is that Jeffrey? That's a Jeffreyism?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Guru? A guru? I've never heard Jeffrey.
No,
I thought I've heard all Jeffreyisms.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's only busting that on us on the on the Aftermath, I guess. But
all right. Guru.
Yeah, the resident tech guru is what he usually calls us.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the not very heartfelt or whimsical painting that Charlie got for his girlfriend, kind of an anniversary ruiner. We'll talk about the gifts and whether you were wrong for combining gifts, Rover. And we'll talk about the horse heifer.
Okay. All right. That's all coming up on the Aftermath. Sign up for RMG Plus at roverradio.com. Then you can watch or listen live there on the website on the Rover Radio app, which you can download to your phone, your tablet, or your TV. And we will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye. Bye.